The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs and security, show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Participate in a Don and Mike Show contest. How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Only contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret song. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
If you've got small boobs, I mean, what have you got to lose?
We're going to select the five neediest women.
Generally, if you want to know if you qualify for this contest, if you're a woman right now, here's a nice self-exam to give yourself.
Good.
Lay down flat on your back, and if someone could drink soup out of your breast, you're probably what we're looking for.
Absolutely.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show, Mr. Son of a Beach.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know good fella book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This is the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, I know that you had one wicked binge last night, Rob.
Indeed I did, Don. Indeed I did.
And it's only because this man was watching over you from his throne in heaven. That's the only reason you're with us today. Let's all give thanks to the Son of Christ.
You're here.
S.O.C. A carpenter by trade. Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know, the aforementioned Phil, he had a rough night.
Oh, he had a binge, too?
Yeah, he came over to help me celebrate my birthday, and he accidentally took his Vicodin before his methadone.
Oh, no.
Oh,
we know that's wrong.
Billy Phil.
Oh, no.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hopstuck and all the ships at sea. And now, another four-hour program designed to disgruntle Buzz Burbank. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode on Friday, March the 9th.
Right.
It's always very dangerous. I've got an agenda of things to talk about, but let's start with phone calls.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Hi.
We're doing great, thank you. Hello.
Hello. Well, this is Casey, and I know you guys can help me, because I'm a woman with very, very small breasts.
Oh. Hey, now, listen, right out of the chute. Look, this was not a mistake to go to the telephones right away.
It was good judgment, Don.
You, well, it was a 50-50 shot, Mike.
It was, and it worked.
Let's be honest. 70-30.
It paid off.
80-20.
How big are your boobs?
Well, big would not be the adjective at all.
All right, how?
This way, a roommate of mine, she got to do donkey basketball with you. And I, of course, had to stay at home because I just didn't have the knockers. So you've actually seen some boobs that live in my house.
Boy, I tell you, I actually remember a certain pair of boobs at one donkey basketball game.
Yeah.
That was perhaps the highlight of our showbiz careers.
Yes. I hope that if I can come in and be a part of your little experiment, I, too, can come and ride an ass one day with you guys.
The day that we play donkey basketball against girls in bikinis.
Yep.
With Dick Van Patten and the Bellamy Brothers.
It was truly an incredible event in a gymnasium. Where the hell was it?
Upper Marlboro,
that's
what,
right.
What a train wreck that was.
It was indeed.
Well, listen, if you've got small ones, I guess you're calling about our contest,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
And you would be willing to take the herbal new bust and then come in 3 months and show us if they've grown?
Definitely.
Who is the, outside of your bust, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told a combination of Kira Sedgwick and some girl on Dawson's Creek.
Anytime you hear Dawson's Creek, Richard Dawson's Creek, you know you're okay.
I'm a Kira Sedgwick fan, too.
All right, hold on a second. Lisa will get your information.
I like those big teeth.
And give you an appointment to come down and display your wares so we can measure you and everything.
Measure you.
And then hopefully it'll work because we have a follow-up exam 3 months down the road.
We sure do.
We sure do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones.
I've been hearing a lot of Keith Richards impersonations.
No, you know, the impersonations don't do it anymore since we got the real thing.
Hey, this is Keith Richards. This is Don and Mike.
Yeah, come on. You can't top that. That's the best. Thank you, my friend. All right, get out of here. Goodbye. Well, I guess the lead story has to be separate vacations for the O'Maras.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, how is your wife enjoying her cruise?
She is having a wonderful time. I've only spoken with her twice. Once when she got to Fort Lauderdale and once on the deck of the ship. And the last time I talked with her, I was hurrying out the door, going to work. And, you know, didn't have a chance to really chat, but she's down there with all the girls, and God knows what she's going to be up to.
And God knows what she's going to come back with.
You are so lovely, Mrs. Laura, with your lovely dress. Last night,
you are dealing with it better than I thought you would.
Well, we had a send-off last night, so maybe that's why. You know, we had a lovely send-off that was fine. And then after that, she immediately went in to finish packing, and she came out with a dress that she was trying on and a dress that I'd never seen her in. And a dress that... I'll be honest with you. A dress that really probably... I think she looked as good in that dress as any dress I'd ever seen.
Wow.
And I would have loved it if perhaps she was going to be on my arm going somewhere with that dress on. And instead of reacting pleasantly... You know, I was like, whoa, wow, look at that. I don't think I've ever seen you look better.
Well,
you know, and I'll tell you right now, I went to take my shower today, and I'm in the bathroom, and every toiletry, she must have packed 15 suitcases full of makeup. So she's going down, and you know,
she has learned, I hope she's not going down. like I told you, she's learned from... The master.
Right.
She is a pupil from the Frieda School of self-pampering.
Right.
And I know that a long time ago, you would say to me,
yes,
stuff like in the office, even before you're married to Laura, gee, how do you stand that with your wife going out and doing stuff with her girlfriends? Because Frieda does stuff like that all the time. And I've always said to Mike, you're going to reach a point in your marriage when you just say, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, be with your girlfriend.
Well, but I'm different than you. I mean, you're a better husband in this regard because you would stay home. Well, you don't like to go out, but you know I like to go out. And so I've got my sister-in-law watching my kids tonight, and then I've got a babysitter tomorrow night. So I know she's got the 4-day cruise. She's got the you know, she's going to be on the water, out on the love boat. But I've got 2 nights of boys' nights out that I'm looking forward to, and that's what's kind of helping me, you know, deal with that. And I also like, you know, Saturday and Sunday, spending all day with my kids alone, which is kind of cool, which I don't get a chance to do very often.
Well,
I'm really looking forward to it.
You should buy yourself a sexy outfit.
This is it.
Oh, that's it?
This is it. I comb my hair differently. I got the Conway Twitty pompadour. Yeah. I can't help my hair.
No,
I swear to God,
listen,
if somebody could cut my hair normally, I would be very happy. And I know there's some people that cut my hair that listen to this show, but I'm not happy with my hair.
The hair looks like Stevie Van Zandt from The Sopranos.
I am not happy with my hair.
The giant poof thing happening.
Look at the hair.
Look at it.
Okay?
I can't do anything about it. I comb it over
to the side, which is really, everybody knows, okay? I know you don't say anything, you're all too kind, but I know it's basic nerd boy. I look like an IBM executive, and it looks stupid. And then I say...
You mean your regular haircut?
Yeah, you know, and I'm going out tonight. You know what? I'm going out my big boy's night out. I mean, a big hair. I want to dress up for this. Going out to some, like, burger joint to watch a basketball game, and I don't even like basketball. So, I'm spiraling into a depression.
Yeah. But isn't that the fault of your friends, really?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, it is. It's squarely the fault of my friends.
See, because I've heard this all week.
Right.
That originally...
Where were we going? We were going to go to a nice place with that I like. Out in where I like to go, and then we were going. And that, don't get me wrong, it's not a strip joint; it's a regular place with we get Rob.
I know.
Well, they have a back room.
Oh, good.
They have a back room at this place.
Madam Lynn's Hanging Gardens. That's where.
The way I've understood, I've heard this progress every day in the office before the show when Mike and I talk. That it was at first, hey. I believe when you first started talking about this, you guys were even thinking about getting a car.
We were going to get a... Let me tell you how it started. It started... Well, see, but I'm with them on this. I can't say that I'm not responsible for this, because it started out with a limo downtown. We were going to go hit some night spots downtown. We were going to take the limo downtown, and it was going to be a lot of fun. Then it turned out to where we were going to go to someplace in Northern Virginia, and then another guy started whining and said, we'll go up to the place where we play golf, which is like in our backyard.
Where you go all the time.
That's when I protested and said, no, I don't want to do that. Oh. And then the compromise ended up where we were going to go to this place that's kind of a happening place in Northern Virginia. And then it turned out to be this other place, which is just like kind of, I don't know what this kind of place is.
I know what it is. I've been there.
Really? I mentioned the name to you, right?
Yes, it is.
It's nothing, right?
It is... A step beneath TGI Fridays.
Oh, great.
It is a step beneath
great.
Ruby Tuesdays.
Great. Fantastic.
The place
how you're
exciting.
Going. Well, I'll be there for a brief period of time.
And the one you're going to, is it by a DMV, do you know? Because that might be the one I've actually been to before.
No, I don't think so. It might be, but I'm not sure. I don't know. No. But there's a saving grace that I just found out about when I came to the studio. I might be going out for some real quality entertainment this year.
Oh, that's right. The Rob Spiewak show tonight.
I might attend the Rob Spiewak show.
You should. Yeah. Rob is doing his one-man review tonight at the Shark Club in Centerville.
In between dodging all the questions about where's Buzz, yes, we will try to provide some entertainment.
Join Rob for his olive throwing contest.
Are you really going to do that?
And I'm told there may be some limbo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going to be some fun stuff.
Well, you know, it's not just you, Rob. As much as I like you, you know, those charming fellows at that particular venue.
Yeah,
I befriended them a few years back.
They're good people.
They are good people, and I'd love.
I remember one night you really befriended them.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a night going into a morning. Yeah, I believe I befriended them that night as well.
You and I were the befrienders, and then I saw them another time out in Bethesda, and now. I'd certainly like to see him again.
They truly know how to have a good time. And that night in Bethesda...
Will you get me on the guest list, Rob?
Of course.
Me and six of my friends?
Absolutely. A table will be waiting. Didn't you see Morris Jones in his overcoat that second night?
He sat next to Morris Jones. It was one of the greatest nights of my life.
Morris Jones from Channel 5, the 10 o'clock news.
Right. I walk in there, and you know, Don, you know that because I had befriended them years ago, that I was a little... let us say, antsy about returning to the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw these same guys, I kind of hesitated. And they're Greek guys, right, Rob? Most of them? Right. And I got one of these, hey! And I knew everything. I mean, you know,
sure.
That's how you know everything's fine, because right. They went, hey! And then we all sat down, and they moved the table up to the front of the place, and I was sitting next to Morris Jones.
Well, you're going to have a more exciting weekend than I will. I guarantee that... We got like half the kids from my kids' school coming over to spend the night tomorrow night. We were going to go to a movie tonight, but we got into the usual discussion about what movie to see.
Mm-hmm.
So Frida and I were sitting at the breakfast table. Said, do you want to go to a movie? I said, sure. She said, what do you want to see? I said, the De Niro movie. And she said, it's always like that with you. We always have to see Robert De Niro movies.
Right.
And then, you know, she ran down the list of the movies that I would always go to see. Robert De Niro, Bruce Willis, John Travolta, anything with gangsters,
right?
Anything with like space aliens, mm-hmm. and anything with Adam Sandler.
Space creatures.
That's my window of movies. So I said to her, well, what would you like to see? And she said, Pollock with Ed Harris.
That's the artsy film.
Yes, of course it's the artsy film.
It's not only an artsy film, it's about an artiste.
So we are not going to the movies tonight. Or I should say, I am not going to the movies tonight.
What will you be doing this evening?
Sitting alone. Sitting alone at home.
It's your favorite activity.
Sitting alone at home. And I won't even be drinking because she had mentioned to me that tomorrow night we're going over to, again, you know, everything revolves around our kid. We're going to have dinner tomorrow night at the parents' house of another kid from school, and other parents from kids are coming over, and it's, you know, all the kids will be there, and all the parents are going to have dinner.
Okay.
So I said to her, well, great, if you're going to go out tonight, then maybe I'll have my drink tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight. And she looked at me and she said, they'll have vodka tomorrow night.
And is it really, based on last weekend, is it really your drink? Singular.
Yes.
It really. It, with,
yes.
With Ken Stevens, you had one drink,
one vodka,
one
thing. No, not a big one. No. Listen, one thing I did want to do last weekend with Ken, especially,
right,
was get out of my mind.
Right.
I did get a little loopy on wine.
Okay.
Late in the evening after the Brits arrived. But it was just one martini.
Very good.
So one real turbo drink. Yeah, and I know I'm going to someone else's house, and they're very nice people. We enjoy socializing with them, but I know that the drink tomorrow night, how pathetic is this now? I'm planning my whole weekend around 1 8-ounce drink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that the drink won't be strong enough. I'm sure it won't.
Is it just me, or this particular time of year, the end of February into March, we call them the doldrums, weekends are excruciatingly important.
They really are
important. They mean a lot to people. They mean more to people.
And and she's happy. She's out of her mind, Frida. She, you know, she bought a car.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And for the whole time that we've been married, she's had what she has described as mom cars, that she's always had the minivan or
family truckster.
Yeah, she's always had a less than exotic car. So she got an exotic car, and she came home today from the dealership, and she pulled into the driveway, and she came in. And how hokey is this? They gave her roses. And they didn't do it just because she's Frida. They did it because that's the standard gimmick. When you buy this car, they give you a dozen roses. And she came in and she was happy about it.
Of course. God, well, here are your roses.
And I was less than enthusiastic.
Right.
I said, that's the most expensive dozen roses.
They try to sell her a warranty with those roses
we've ever gotten in our lives. But
wow.
But she's happy.
That's good.
She's happy.
It's good to have a happy woman around.
And when she's happy, I'm happy.
Me too. Everyone is.
Now, but you're probably happy than me because yours is gone this weekend. Although I would say my wife has done a lot of stuff. You know, when she went out to Los Angeles with a friend of hers before we went out to do the King of Queens thing.
Yep.
The things that I allow her to do, and God, I hope she's not listening now. Hear me say,
yeah, you allow her to do. You're dead right there. You're screwed right there when you say that.
The events that I allow her to do are generally events that I feel secure in, where it's like she's going to go away for the weekend with her sister, or going to go away with her mother, or go away with a friend who's very safe, where they're going to be going somewhere where nothing can happen.
Well, here's why I feel safe about this circumstance, is that every woman she's going with, they are wives of my golfing buddies, and those are the guys I'm going to be hanging with tonight. So in the event that something happens, eventually it will work its way through the grapevine. It will work its way.
Girls are better at keeping secrets than guys are.
But, you know, as I said, as long as the guy wears a condom, she's perfectly,
Practice.
Because I really don't want her bringing anything back. I really don't want anything.
So is that the last thing you said? At least practice safe sex.
I said something during the course of last evening. We had a very nice evening. We had a very nice send-off. It was the most, shocker, the most pleasant evening that I had all week. You know, because she was very nervous about
she
it.
Was happy because she was going to be going away on
a
cruise.
She was supposed to go over and stay at a friend's house because they were getting up very early. And she blew that off because our daughter wasn't feeling well. And she wanted to spend the last night with me and the kids. And so she's actually, a couple of the ladies have never done this before. So there's a little nervous anticipation. But I think as she was saying, she's so nervous about it. She was feverishly packing all of her best clothing.
Yeah, I bet that dress will help her get over that nervousness.
You know, I'll tell you right now, this dress, she's going to wear it. She's going to goddamn wear it again. You know, she really is, because this dress looked really good. And she called me from the deck of the boat. You know, I'm on the deck of the boat. I said, yeah.
Great.
I'm on my way to work. Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't get a cell. Okay. Okay, have fun.
So you got the old ship to shore call.
It's okay. I'll be going out having cheeseburgers tonight. Yeah. Watching basketball. College basketball.
You hate basketball.
I totally hate basketball. You know what? When I'm going out, if I am going out, I hate the television. Mm-hmm. It's stupid to go out and look at a television. If I want to watch television, I want to give it my undivided attention.
Stay home.
Even if it's a big sporting event that I want to see, I don't like to watch it at a bar. I like to watch a sporting event or anything that I really want to concentrate
on.
Otherwise, I just want to go out and go hear a band. That's what I like to do. I like to see a live band. Yeah, I'll probably go see Rob.
Yeah, you know, that'll be the elixir for what ails you tonight.
Yeah, Rob, put me down for six people. Can you get me on a guest list there? Because they'll probably have a good crowd coming out to see you tonight.
Oh, sure. Who wouldn't want to come to see Rob Spiewak?
Hey, I want to come and see Rob Spiewak.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. I want to know if you got a little after Freddie came home with the car.
No. No er-ee.
She wasn't grateful?
Oh, no. She's very grateful. She's very happy. I have not broached the subject because, frankly, I'm not sure if the plumbing is okay yet. Mm-hmm. And after I mentioned the plumbing on the air a couple of days ago, she did get pissed at me.
Oh, really?
So I'm waiting for her to give me the okay on that.
Ah, very good.
Well, piss her off some more, because I don't know what happened with the plumbing.
Well, no, I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay.
I'm not going to... Well, no.
Oh, and you allow her to do certain things, but you can't repeat it. Okay.
That's right. Well, listen.
You got it.
Yeah, you own it. You're the man.
You own it. That's why did you hear when I said I allow her to do things? I hope she's not listening. Of course. Please. Come on. I'm not giving you a double standard here. That's the way it is.
When you were saying that, are you saying that you would never allow her to go on a cruise with the girls? Is that what you were trying to say? Is that what you were, now that we've gotten by that, I remember I was going to ask you that.
It would depend on the circumstances.
Okay, all right.
Depend on the circumstances. I think the last time...
You think a cruise is trouble?
Well, listen, the last thing that she did that I thought...
Cruises are for sex, aren't they?
The last thing that she did...
Jesus Christ!
Run.
No, God, no!
The last thing she did... That I really thought was trouble.
Oh, my God.
This was a long time ago and involves you.
What?
Involves your ex-wife.
Oh, no. Oh,
don't
great.
You, when your ex-wife and Frida went to Club Med together?
Yeah, why do you think I keep my wife away from your wife now, for God's sake? I think it's a bad omen, but you're right. That doesn't matter. That pales in comparison. Cruises are for sex.
Of course.
That's what they're for.
Women like to go. They like to dress up, go to dinner. Get some sun. That's what women go on cruises for.
Have fun at the boys that
Damn.
Are all
sure.
Because these are all great-looking women, too. They're all great. I mean, very, very good-looking women.
How would you feel about her dancing?
With a guy?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. If you're going to get dressed up and you're going to go to the...
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
Fun. I've really, really been successful. Until this very moment, as you know.
Blocking it all out.
No, I'm not lying about this.
Yeah, I know.
Blocking it out, and now I'm picturing her in that particular, like, this orangey kind of dress that she has. And she put this, like, tanning stuff on her. The copper tone.
The fake tan.
The fake tan.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on clear. That stuff normally goes on kind of like paint.
Yeah, very
and
advancing.
She put this clear stuff, and all of a sudden, really, in 30 minutes... It was like she had this beautiful tan, and then she put this orange dress on. It's like, she's leaving today.
All right, well, I don't want to say it.
Well, go ahead. Be brutally... You know what? One of the things about having her out of country...
No,
means you can... I can speak more freely.
Well, I don't want you to get mad at me.
Go ahead.
It sounds to me she might be wearing an F-me dress.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yes, it was.
Okay, the way you're describing it. It was a beautiful dress. I mean, it was a dress that was, it just looked good on her. You know, she's not a tall woman, and she has to pick the right dresses to look
you know,
that kind of runway model look, and she got one that worked.
And the ship's called the Gigolo?
Just the Gigolo.
Now, isn't she on the SS...
Vendome.
Vendome? The SS Vendome. Excellent. How about you, Vendome? How about you, Mrs. O'Mara? How about a dance, Mrs. O'Mara?
What I picture is a foreign gentleman. You know, that's just, yes, that's the fantasy that I'm playing. I mean,
Rico.
Like,
hello, Laura. It's nice to see you. Will you be on the Lido deck this evening?
You can leave a message.
Hold on, I want to see if I get some input. But
I was wondering if after you and your friends are done eating, if you would like to come back to my stateroom and see my penis.
Jesus. You know, yes, they're going to be... Are they, yeah,
your husband,
you know, is it like the Love Boat, though? Are there single guys that just,
yes,
go on a cruise to meet women?
Yes, couples.
You know, see, now I'm starting to get pissed.
Hello?
Sweetie.
Yes, my boo-boo.
And I can speak with authority on this. We're going on a cruise, mm-hmm, in a couple of weeks for our vacation.
Yeah, huh? There's no sex on cruises. We can vouch.
Well, no, that's because we've always had Bart in the room with us.
But, you know, I'm glad we've got your wife on the phone, because I'll ask her. I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, and it's just dawning on me right now, cruises are for sex. It's for sex. It's,
you know,
do big packs of single men go on cruises? I've never been aware of that.
Men, there are probably men on cruises looking for sex, but when women go out, women don't look for sex. They look for, even if they're going to dance, even, you know, they're just, they don't want the stuff afterwards necessarily. They want the good time before. I mean, and I think that's true in life in general. Women want all the stuff leading up to sex, and men just want the sex.
Right.
So she's shopping for all the fun stuff that goes along, and if you're married, the price you pay is sex sometimes.
Your orange dress, it accents your hair. Tell me, your husband, what does he do? Oh, a disc jockey. What a silly job. In my country, I am a bullfighter.
Yeah, he's going to be Spanish.
You know, of course, that's all assuming she doesn't drink.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. She's a teetotaler, and I know you've been out with us enough times to know she does not drink a lot. However, the last time we all got together with this group, it was kind of the pre-party for this big event going on, and she had a cocktail. But then she told me, and she was acting kind of silly, and then she got into the car, and she said, I'll drive. And I said, what? She said, I was putting them under the table. So, well, so I don't know. I don't know how much she's got. She doesn't like alcohol.
There might be the peer pressure, though.
She doesn't drink when she's with you, usually, because she's your designated driver. There's no driving on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's very true. And Frida and I go out,
you know,
together.
That's actually the question I'm going to ask her, because I'll be very curious to know if she does have some cocktails, because she does not like alcohol.
That is the big hang up for Frida when we go out together, that she can never drink. Yeah. When we go out, like, to dinner or this thing tomorrow night that we're going to.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure she can't drink, because God knows I will.
Right.
And Laura's so little that one drink, she'll be easy.
Well, I've seen that happen, too. I've seen her have one drink and be, you know. Yeah. Yeah, so she'll have one drink and then be in the arms of the bullfighter.
Yeah.
Hello, Laura. And a guy looks like Julio Iglesias. You know?
So tell me.
You're beautiful with a white dinner jacket.
Yes. On this silly radio show. What kind of a show is it?
He has women come in all the time.
Oh, that must bother you, sister.
It does. It bothers me enormously.
Oh, let me stroke your cheek.
Oh.
But he's never touched me like that. Such a sweet, sweet petite woman.
Oh.
Please, here, have another banana daiquiri.
It's so sweet, it doesn't even taste like alcohol.
Tell me something. What is his name? What is his name? Your husband's name. What is his first name?
His name is Michael.
My name is Miguel.
God, I love her. I hope this is... No, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop thinking about this. I hope she has a wonderful time. I really do.
I don't. You know, every time I've allowed...
She's with a pack of women. I think she's with six women.
Well, you know, that they're more dangerous in packs.
Are they? Let me ask your wife that. Fear, are they more dangerous in packs?
Well, I would say there's probably a little bit more drinking, a little bit more flamboyancy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Well,
you got to be like me. You got to rule with the iron fist. You got to allow her to do the things.
Oh, listen to this. I'm glad you're saying this now that your wife's on the line.
Where you know that she's going to be under control.
Right.
Ignorance is bliss, isn't it, my darling?
All right.
Yeah.
See, because I listen. And again, this is just the difference in the period of time that we've been married, and the fact that Frida's older than Laura. I know, for instance, when Frida went out to Los Angeles with our friend Carol before we got there.
Right.
Frida's goal was not to go out there and meet some Hollywood guy and get laid. Frida's goal was to go shopping.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it, too.
And that's, you know, that's like sex to Frida. Shopping. She loves shopping.
No, it's just that the last thing I want, and, you know, I know that some women go and they'll fool around with someone else's husband. The last thing I want is another man. You know, I've got my hands full with you, boo. You know, I don't need more headaches.
And me with you, honey.
Well, I'm sure you feel that way, too.
No,
Laura indicated to me before.
That was a compliment.
Laura indicated to me before she left there was plenty of room in her life for another man.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely. She's a glutton for punishment, then.
Hey, you know, a guy asked a question, and I'll ask you now. Were you listening before when the guy called and asked about the
car? Yes.
When is the payoff for that?
I'm A-okay.
Oh, well. Great.
You're the one with the banged-up knee who's been limping and whining lately.
No. Hold on a second. The last time, I think it was 2 days ago. 2 days ago, you were still having, you know, the thank God.
Today is Friday. That was Wednesday. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm A-okay.
Oh, now you're A-okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a good thing.
And wasn't it, and didn't I ask you?
It's not a thank God at my age. It's an oh, my God.
But didn't I ask you repeatedly, you know, did you go to the doctor? Did you, you know?
No, but you were there the morning the doctor called me and said it was normal. That my prescription had changed. You know, things get out of flux for a month or so, but everything was A-okay.
All right. Well, great.
All right, my boo-boo.
Well, for that car, I expect the full treatment.
All right. We'll work it out.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Excellent. I love you, too.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye, sweetie. Have a good time at whatever movie you see tonight.
Well, thanks. It'll be a non-shoot-em-up. It'll be one that my soulmate and I will enjoy.
All right, yeah, she's dragging Bart to this movie with her.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
You there's know, one mean, man that I can raise to be a decent, you know,
what's
decent
wrong,
companion.
What's wrong with Robert De Niro?
Nothing, but, you know, I said, I might go to the movies tonight. Well, don't go see that Robert De Niro. Like, I'm rushing to see every lame Robert De Niro movie. You know, the movie's supposed to be no good.
Funny.
Just because he's in it.
We'll find out shortly.
I see all, well, yeah. And, yeah, when Stossel comes in, that'll be the, no, honey, really. I mean, we now go with the opposite of what Charlie Stossel says.
Good.
We go with the exact opposite.
That's right.
But I can't help it. If Robert De Niro's in a movie, I see it. Even the bad ones.
You sound like a Larry King called.
Yeah, I guess I did for a second.
Did you hear about that scandal with Larry King?
Yeah.
Yes, big,
my God.
We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah,
with John King and Larry King.
Right. All the people at CNN apparently are pissed
that he hugged George Bush.
And he hugged Ricky Martin.
Right.
That, like, for some reason, CNN, the people who worked there.
Because he's the big suck up a hole that he is.
They seem to think that Larry King has some kind of credibility.
Right.
You know,
right.
Larry King has no credibility. Please, I mean, he interviews Kathy Lee Gifford and Kermit the Frog on his show. He has no credibility.
Yeah, he just happened to get politicians when, you know, and he got that Ross Perot interview, and all of a sudden it became a place of politicians.
Nobody takes him seriously. I mean, I know at CNN, nobody who works there thinks he's a serious journalist, and I guarantee you could go to MSNBC or Fox News and say, what do you think of Larry King, and they would laugh their balls off.
Absolutely.
But don't play a song again. It gets stuck in my head.
Which one? He is a nice boy. He is a chancy man. The little chancy man. The chancy man.
Oh, I find myself singing that while I'm driving.
Here you go.
You're going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance for national anthem.
Okay.
Right?
Listen to this.
Chance, okay?
Oh, come on, darling.
Okay. I wrote this song myself.
This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. The people at CNN, are worried about his credibility when he's doing crap like that on The View.
I just think it's funny whenever he's getting heat for anything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's kind of coasted for a number of years.
All right, sweetie. Well, I love you.
I love you too, Boo, and I'm faithful to you.
I know you are.
All right, good.
And I'm faithful to you.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll live with it.
All right.
So give me some.
Okay. Goodbye, Boo.
Give me some loving.
Yeah, you're so sexy.
That's Crap's number one song.
So give me some, honey.
Goodbye, my boo-boo.
Give me some loving. Give me
come
some
on
of
home.
That. Give me some of that expensive new car love. I don't mind buying your love.
Well, I'm glad we're in agreement there.
With expensive automobile.
I don't mind having my love bought either.
No. Well, listen, I would take your love anytime.
All right. Good.
For free or otherwise.
All right,
paint the car with your love.
Goodbye, CP.
Yes, honey.
Oh.
Hold on. I'll ask her that. How she'd feel.
That's all Jorge. I never would have thought that way.
Not Chauncey Man, not Chauncey Man. That'd be a good way to break the car in.
Sure.
It'd be a good way to make sure that she's never worried about getting that first ding on it.
Fill the car with your love.
Yes.
There goes that new car smell.
Yeah.
Honey, could I paint the car with my DNA?
You cannot. No. I mean, you can't even smoke in my car. You can't.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
No, my boo.
Oh, you know, we have this rule in all of our cars, and it's always broken. Eventually, yeah. you always cave in.
You know what? You're right. Go ahead, smoke in my car. I'm caving already. It's a useless battle.
Thank you.
Very good.
All right,
Thank
goodbye.
You. But what about the...
But no DNA.
All right, thanks.
All right.
That's sweet.
It'll give the car a nice exotic smell.
Sure will.
A cinnamony, spicy smell.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're getting a sticky smell.
Radio
sticky
Gods, smell. Is this me?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Bueno Arbusto.
Right, hi.
Hey, when I was, about 19 or so, this friend of mine's mom owned a travel agency. And we got a hook up on the cruise, and I'd say, well, older than me at the time, there were all kinds of freaky ladies out there that our dance cards were full.
All right, listen, you little rat bastard. I want you to come down to the lobby, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to break you in two. You understand?
Hello.
After yesterday, I've had just about enough of these calls.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Mike, don't let those people annoy you. Don't let them get your nerves going. I just want you to know I'm a firefighter, and I have a bunch of friends who, single firefighters who go out, and they do the cruise thing once a year. And, you know, these aren't womanizers. They're good guys. They don't go there for the women. They go there for the free food. They go to those cruises for the free food. I just want you to know, when did you buy your wife a car last? That's all you have to worry about. And you might want to bring that black light home with you when she comes home.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine
everybody's
that.
Working me now. Yeah.
Imagine that. You gotta give her clothes the once over with the black light.
Right.
If there's any DNA
you
around.
You know, and I'm so happy that a bunch of firefighters will be on the cruise.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jesus, like the kind of guys that they put in the calendar in New York City.
Right. Hey, you know what I'm going to have to get you this weekend?
What's that?
That spray stuff that Buzz had on the news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And spray in someone's underpants and find out if anyone else was there.
No, I think my wife will be totally faithful to me.
No, I'm positive you got nothing to worry about.
I know.
Outside of a little touchy-touchy, dancy-dancy.
You know, aren't we all filled with insecurities in one way or another?
Oh, hello, you look at the poster boy for it.
I hope she has a good time. And I'll just do my very best to make the pain go away this evening.
The only way you know how. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bottom of an Irish whiskey bottle.
Hello. Jameson's by name, if you'd like to buy it for Mike tonight.
Yeah. I would like to alert all of the watering holes in the Northern Virginia area that I will be out this evening. And please, the one thing I don't want to hear is, oh, Jameson's, we don't have any. Okay? It's a slightly obscure whiskey, am I not right? I mean, for some reason, certain watering holes don't have it. Everyone, go out and buy a bottle.
Hello, Don and Mike show. The boat docked in Fort Lauderdale. She looked in her purse. She saw the photos, the children, the husband, the life that for 4 days she was leaving behind. A tear
slowly ran down her cheek, but it was washed away by the sight of a young Spanish man sitting in a deck chair on the Lido deck, with gym shorts and part of his scrotum exposed.
His washboard abs seem to scream out, "Come to me." He said, "You are a symphony in orange." Their eyes met.
The rest is history.
He said, I am...
Oh, right, couldn't stand it anymore anyway.
All right.
I didn't like that story.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Is it just me, or has Amber gotten incredibly hot over the course of the last 6 weeks on Survivor?
Amber?
Which one's Amber?
The one that's hanging out with Jerry.
You know, I don't know. Listen, hold on.
Amber, the black aerobics instructor?
No, no, that's Alicia.
Yeah, Alicia. You
know, hold on, we'll discuss Survivor in our next break, okay? We definitely got some thoughts on Survivor. So let's do a break. Today's show jam-packed.
Yes.
Stossel, Kevin Pollak coming in, brand-new low-budget Jeopardy for you. So we got to do a break right now. Also, I'm getting very bored with the Secret Song Contest. I think that it's a contest that, frankly, it's too tough to play.
I mean, well, you've made it. You've made it too tough. You can make it easier.
No, no, I'm fessing up.
Okay.
It's too goddamn hard to win.
Mm-hmm, it is.
So we'll go back to the something else, like the sounds or something. The
sounds are easier.
Something that people could play along with. So we're going to try to give away the money today.
Good.
Let me just give you a hint for Secret Song number 7. Mm-hmm. As you call now in your quest to be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636 to win the money. The song came out in the very early 1990s by a band that had 2 hit records. They are gone. They are off the face of the earth. They're gone. Not to be heard from again.
That's so many in the 90s.
Yeah.
And
well,
90s.
I don't know how it is around the country, but if you listen to a really bad radio station like Mix 107,
mm-hmm.
they still play this record about 100 times a day because they think it's hip. And I'm sure that there are stations in all the markets we broadcast to where there's what we used to call the chicken rock station, a station that's really just a big pussy radio station, but they'll play a song like this from 10 years ago and think that they're rocking their asses off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe that hint will help. You in the proper direction. If it doesn't, I've got another one that'll give you. We're going to give away the money today.
Excellent.
Today, but let's give it a shot right now. 100th caller, good luck at 877-365-3636.
Number 1, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
Hey, it's giving God a job,
words.
Boy.
Thanks, Larry.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
He is the Chancy Man.
A little Chancy Man.
Oh, we love the Chancy Man. All right, call 100. Lying straight ahead. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi. You're the 100th caller.
Oh, wow. Hey, how about that?
What's your name, my friend?
My name is Doug.
Who?
Doug.
Oh, Doug, hi. Where are you from, Doug?
I am in Sacramento.
Call 100, Doug. You won the Sopranos prize pack.
Don't miss
the Sopranos. Hi, Tony.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Don't miss the Sopranos. Hi, Junior.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
New episode Sopranos Sunday night at 9 on HBO. That's 8 o'clock Central. Soundtrack in stores now. Yeah. Okay, you ready to go for $500?
Absolutely.
This is a song that was a giant hit in the early 1990s by a band that had 2 hit records. That's all. People loved them, and then they were gone. I hope that's enough. If not, I got another clue I'll give you later.
Okay.
Give us the title and artist. We'll pay you the money. Even if you don't know, please at least give us a guess. And above all, don't answer till Mike sings like the Big Bopper. And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
I don't know who your consultant is these days. I'm just spinning out of control. No, I know. It'll get better once your wife gets back. If we give away the money, it's courtesy of Main Street Title.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail and down as a way.
Yeah.
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 Sorry.
The Big Bopper.
Yeah, that was the Big Bopper, right?
Yeah, no, it was.
Yes. Just wanted to make
the
sure.
The Big Bopper.
There's Wiggly and a Walk and a Giggly and a Tom Bates. We're going round, 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 like a big old.
I'm sorry.
For $500, give us the title and artist, please.
I will go with 2 Princes by Spin Doctors.
Would you please repeat that?
2 Princes by the Spin Doctors.
No. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
And don't forget that every guest is a clue
for you.
For you.
I'm not going to say anything. There's just a lot of weird looks going on in this studio.
A lot of weird looks, okay? I feel it's my duty to share that with our listening audience. But were they rehearsed real looks?
I don't
were
know.
They real world weird looks? Because yesterday,
I know,
when we tried to give you the weird look,
you fooled me today.
Saw right through it.
You fooled me, because I mean, and then after the fact, you've still fooled me, because I think there's something going on there.
All right, don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
It's a clue for you. Now listen, about Survivor.
Yes.
And I'm hot and cold on the goddamn show. I loved it when the guy killed the pig. I loved it when the guy burned his hands. Last night's episode, in my humble opinion, could not have been more boring.
Yeah, it was one of the most boring. You're absolutely right.
Nothing good happened. I mean, they did the bit already last year where they had people stand in the pieces of wood to see who had the wherewithal to stand out there the longest.
Yeah, and it's one thing to do that, but I don't think they should be allowed to quit. You know what I mean? I think it should be real attrition.
They have to fall.
Where they fall. You know, where they fall and they just... I mean, I guess that's the only way to do it. But it seemed to me to be... the guy that won, he didn't really win because he lasted longer. He won because the lady quit.
Yeah, he won because he preyed on the goodwill of Tina, mm-hmm. who I'm positive, or at least I was positive last night, was going to be voted off. Because remember, she was friends with the big dyke police officer.
Right.
And then the dyke police officer ratted her out.
And then at the end, the reason that it sucked from beginning to end is at the end, you know, Jeff got voted off. I'm no big fan of Jeff, but that guy Colby is just the slipperiest, most sinister, pretty boy jerk.
He's the one that I think we agreed the other day that we hated the most. Speaks of himself in the third person all the time.
See that little smirk he had at the very, very end? That little knowing smile, like, oh, it's all my big plan. Oh, yeah.
The Culpster, man.
Right.
It's the Culpster. The Culpster's here for the duration.
Big dummy.
But there was nothing memorable about Survivor last night. I didn't think. And
I'd love to interview him, though, if we ever get a chance.
Well, I'm sure we will next Thursday when CBS trolls him out to the 8,000 radio stations that they're whoring these interviews out to. I don't know. Did you think it was good, Buzz?
No, I thought it was one of their weaker episodes. Nothing truly memorable stood out. I thought at first that the idea of sending the girls over with the other girls and the guys over with the other guys was interesting, but it turned out to be pointless when everybody voted along tribal lines.
It really would have been more interesting if they sent the girls over and the guys over. It would have. But instead, you know, they're so intent on mind-effing those people that they didn't do that. But I think it might have been more interesting. It's just too much... Shots of them walking through the jungle and blah, blah, blah. It was very, very boring. And, you know, I got a thought last night when I was watching that show, and I was thinking, why am I bored with this show? Well, I'm bored with this show because they do the same thing every single week on the show. And then I thought about that douchebag who called us yesterday, and they was screaming at us saying, hey, you know, you've lost your edge, you've lost your edge. Well, you know the truth is, we change what we do on this show all the time, whether you like it or whether you don't like it.
Right.
Every couple of years, we do make a conscious shift to do a little different type of show. We've evolved from what we used to be into what we are now. And think about how tough it is. And I'm not talking about us now. I'm talking about just for a TV show to stay on and have people say that it's as good now as it was before, even the best shows that are on now. I'm hearing from people now already, The Sopranos is not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, well, that's the problem when you have a hit.
Friends is not as good as it used to be. Frasier is not as good as it used to be. When something's on all the time, either you got to do something to shift it and make it a little different, or you're going to get what you got with Survivor last night, which was exact. I mean, I was thinking the same things as I was watching Survivor, as that douchebag who called us yesterday screaming about our show. I'm thinking, what, you're doing this again? You're having the people stand on the water?
Carbon and coffee.
It would seem to me that that would be the easiest area of Survivor to innovate. I mean, you really would be able to come up with different challenges. I mean, there are an infinite possibility of challenges that you can do with people. I mean, you can really do millions of things, and I don't understand why they went to the standing on the pedestals again. I mean, it was a board in the last episode, and now it was standing on the telephone poles in this one. I don't understand why they did it.
And I really think the reason that our show has survived and is thriving now more than ever in 15 years is, regardless of what some douchebags who listen think, is that we don't do the same stuff that we did
5 years ago.
Well, I think the reason this show, the dynamic of this show changes every day is because of the way we respond to different things. The criticism that I used to hear of another show that will go nameless and why people were bored with it, Grease Man, was because it was the same thing every single day. And the events of the day had no bearing on it. Well, when you cut right through it, we respond to what's going on around us and the events of the day. And even though we are not topical, news, talk, whatever, we still talk about what's going on and what's immediate and what's fresh. And that's why I think this show has survived the way it has.
And, you know, we have made shifts in the show. I mean, we shift people around. We bring new people in to work with us.
Right.
I mean, we got the core group here, but we've changed the different people a lot. And, yeah. We used to do stuff a lot more, like play dumb games and stuff.
Sure, we don't do that anymore.
But, you know, we do that now every once in a while. The show right now, the phase that it's in right now, it's much more caller-driven because right now we feel that that's the best place for the show to be in the marketplace that we're in today. We enjoy interacting with people more.
And the ratings show, we're doing a super job.
Now, a couple of years from now, we might change and say, you know what? Hey, it might be a good idea to go back to playing some of the stupid games or to come up with some new stupid games. I mean, the point is, it's very tough. And this is what gets me about Survivor. We've been doing this for 15 years. This is the second season for Survivor.
Yeah, right, and they're standing on poles again.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't understand.
This is the 20th show that they've done.
I mean, the money and the writers and the producers and the creative minds that are involved in a show like Survivor, it's pretty amazing that they can't come up with something fresh.
And I'm bored with it. I mean, I liked it when the guy killed the pig.
But he eats sand, why? You know, who can eat the most sand?
I loved it when the guy burned his hands off.
Of course.
But those were two isolated incidents. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, I turned on Friends last night.
You know what has changed in this episode of Survivor, and it's not changed for the better, is the strategies that are being employed by the two tribes. And I think that diminishes, waters down the game. It makes it, to me, a little bit too predictable, where you knew they were going to all vote along party lines.
Uh-huh.
You knew that as soon as, I mean, anybody with the foresight to say, hey, it's Jeff against Colby, would have known it's going to be Jeff, because Jeff was the guy that got one vote, and they knew that. And a lot of the, and in fact, most of them knew that.
Yeah, it became so transparent now that the game has grown up and matured.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's going to happen for the next 4 weeks. They're
going
to vote out everyone in that tribe one at a time. So it's almost worthless to watch it for 4 weeks.
Absolutely.
Now.
If they win, yes.
We're lemmings, we'll keep watching.
Of course.
And they will continue to win.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That alliance is stronger than the other alliance.
Only one person can have immunity, though. So at least for the next 3 weeks, they'll have someone they can target and vote on.
You're right. Absolutely. And that takes all the fun out of it.
So I don't know. I'm bored with it. I mean, I watched it, though, so apparently I'm not so bored with it that I couldn't watch it.
That leaves the immunity challenges now. That's the only thing that's going to keep it interesting. And they better freshen those up a little bit, or they're going to really see an erosion of their viewers.
I turned Friends on for a couple of minutes last night, but that was mainly just to check out Matthew Perry.
How was he? See, he's twitching and jumping around.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Of course, who knows? But I was watching it, and I was sitting there. I was saying, I don't know if I was saying it to Fred or Bart, but I was saying, oh, yeah. He's on the Vike. Look at him. He's on the Vike. And for all I know, it was an episode that could have been filmed 5 years ago. I don't know. I don't watch Friends often enough to know if it was a recent rerun or an old rerun.
That picture in Us Magazine is the picture of Matthew Perry.
Oh, he doesn't look good in that picture.
He does not look like a healthy man.
He does not.
At all.
And, you know, I just realized the movie I was talking about yesterday, the one with Bruce Willis, Kevin Pollak was in that movie with him. So we will be able to ask Kevin Pollak today about Matthew Perry. Yeah, look at that picture in Us Magazine.
Yeah.
Do you remember Kevin Pollak in that movie? His role was, he was the Italian mobster who always replaced W's with
Z's. Yeah. Greek mafia, wasn't he? Greek mafia or something like that.
But the way he spoke, instead of saying...
It was hysterical. It was a great little role. It really
instead
was.
Of saying Volkswagen, he would say Volkswagen. It was a pattern of speech that he had consistently through the whole movie.
And he did it with just a completely straight English accent. I mean, he didn't have any trace of an accent except when he did that, and that's what made it funny.
Right. So we'll ask him about, what's his name, Matthew Perry. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to agree with you, man. Survivor definitely sucked. plus when that guy came out in his little pussy boat and was like, would you like cocoa and coffee?
Yeah, I mean, that couldn't have sucked anymore. You know, and they're like, oh, now I'm bringing fire out and a blanket and then we're going to eat peanut butter on the dock. It was just a total whim. And this is after they, you know, plied them full of grapes and cheese and crackers and wine.
How about bringing out something better? Like you come out with a bottle of Vicodin and some Hustler magazines or something.
Well, you know, excuse me, we're in the Australian outback. I watched The Crocodile Hunter. Where are the poisonous snakes?
Yeah.
Well, that would have added some spice, I think, to the show.
Absolutely. Throw some snakes
down there.
Yeah, some piranhas and snakes in the water.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, one thing, it doesn't need to be as predictable as you just mentioned as far as voting the four off one by one. If those four can find the weakest person in a group of five that thinks they may get voted off eventually, then all of a sudden it swings around to five against four of the other
when
five.
When I brought this up, we'd get a call in to
say, I'll tell you right now. Hello. EEE squared.
Don and Mike show.
Don, one show that has kept its edge over a long time is The Simpsons.
Although, I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you. Who was that, Matt Groening calling in or whatever that
yes,
name is?
Matt Groening.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That generally the Simpsons,
yeah, you'll have every so and so, you know, every once in a while a bad episode, but it does. I mean, it's
Terry Lando still makes me laugh.
Oh, absolutely.
Always Homer always makes me laugh.
Down to a B cup.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I'll give it one more season.
Well, you know, the ratings don't show that people are tiring of it.
They're actually up.
Oh, were the ratings up last night?
I haven't checked last night yet, but they've generally been averaging about 2 million more viewers per episode this season over the first season.
Well, I was watching last night, and it really is, and I told my wife, I said, I give it one, it's unoriginal at this point, especially, like you guys said, with them standing on the poles. They can't come up with anything else than that.
Mm. See, what it would be good is if they sat on the polls and the polls came to sort of a point.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Then I'm watching.
Hello. Have birds...
I'm saying about Survivor, they have been so unoriginal, and every good thing this season has been generated from the cast. It's not been from planning on their part.
You know, why couldn't they get a bunch of birds to come over and either peck on the people or crap on the people?
Oh!
You know, and
about better than I eat.
About
yeah. Rogers lost his right eye.
About birds, I have a question, and this is a serious, I swear to God, serious question.
A serious question about birds?
Yes. No matter where you go in America,
birds.
Why is it that seagulls are always in the parking lot of Kmart? I go to Walmart. I go to Target.
You know, I would normally say only close to the ocean, but it's not. I see them out at the Kmart out in Manassas.
There are seagulls at every single goddamn Kmart that I go to, and I want to know why.
Does it have to do with discarded food and sloppy shoppers? Because they are the captain of the scavenger.
But wait, hold on a second. Listen, yeah, the people who shop at Walmart are dirty.
I will tell you, the other gathering place for seagulls is at dumps. At landfills. Right. That's where you also see seagulls, so maybe there's a tie-in there.
But listen, generally, aren't we agreed that a Kmart shopper... I mean, let's take our Target Walmart argument out of the situation.
I think your Kmart shopper is more likely than not to throw their Choco Taco wrapper out the window.
That is big. I disagree. I think your Kmart shopper is just the same as your Walmart shopper, just the same as your and actually there are
not the same as your Target shopper though.
And you know what? Kmart's don't have cafes.
Can we drop the argument for one second?
Yes. All right. For the purposes of the seagull examination,
would you agree though that on the food show, chain of the cheap department stores, Ames is lower than Kmart?
Yes, I would. Absolutely.
Then how come there ain't a bunch of seagulls in front of Ames?
I'm not even sure if Ames has scanners yet.
Ames.
They have to put in the scanner code manually. I remember in an Ames I was at.
Ames don't have cafes.
Cheap ass
show. That may be right. That may be the point. They have no cafes.
Well, I know that they have cafes at, they have a cafe at the Target store in Sterling where I bought you those silk underpants for Christmas.
I was wearing your pajama bottoms the other night, the Target pajama bottoms. My kids loved them.
Wow.
Yeah, with the Targets on them.
So if anybody knows why there are seagulls at Kmart, no matter where you
are. Where do you see them, though? I mean, they're just hanging around?
In the parking lot. in the parking lot.
From the lights.
You know, a bargain.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is, and I would guarantee someone from Wichita could call us now.
They're an ultimate scavenger bird. Rob's right about that. They're horrible. I don't remember seeing any in Chicago, and I certainly don't remember seeing any in Kansas, but they do seem to be moving in, and I think it is the garbage factor.
I think it's everywhere, Bob.
Okay.
That's if they're really
we'll find
seagulls.
Out.
Something with seagulls and with Kmart. Hello, Don and Mike.
John, I think the reason you see the seagulls at the McDonald's there is because it's an escape value meal.
No, but listen, please, I bring this up as a serious question. I know that there, you could, if you want to, you could find a seagull at just about any fast food place. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about when you got your army of seagulls, if you will, a flock of seagulls.
Well, you know, and then they run so far away when you stumble upon them.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah, it's Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I wasn't saying there's seagulls down in Stafford, too, down in the Toys R Us parking lot. It looked like a convention out there with so many of them.
Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm. Toys R Us.
Yeah. Okay. It's unreal. People were actually parked their vans there. We're just feeding them.
All right, one more call. I've just been told we have to break.
All right.
Thank you, though.
Later.
Because we don't have time for this today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Convention out there with so many of them.
Hello. Please turn your radio down. I'm sorry, you're not fast enough. There you go. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I'm calling from Wichita.
From where?
Wichita.
Wichita?
Kansas.
Wichita?
I've never heard anyone pronounce it that way.
Wichita.
Wichita?
Never mind, I'm actually in Rockville.
Uh-huh. Wichita. Yeah, all right. Now, why'd you lie?
Why did you lie?
I'm sorry.
Why did you lie? Answer the question.
Because you mentioned Wichita, and I thought it would be funny if I said that.
Wichita. Did we mention Wichita?
Yes, we did.
I said that I bet someone from Wichita would call and say that there were seagulls in the parking lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have a theory on seagulls.
No, you lied.
I'm sorry, you are disqualified.
That's
right. Because you could not correctly pronounce Wichita.
Wichita.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I am calling from Wichita, and they are attracted to the blue lights within the store.
All right, listen, no one wants to take my theory seriously. That's fine.
That's the first funny answer.
I think blue lights.
I will take it to my discussion group this weekend. We got a break now. When we come back, Chuck Stossel's here. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
America's most happening hate mongers, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here he is now, ready for his regular Friday feature. Whether it be
getting popcorn stains out of plush carpeting in a theater, whether it be the bathing habits of a young prepubescent boy or reviewing movies, Charlie Stossel is the go-to guy.
Gentlemen?
Yes, he is. Hello, let me play you in, Charlie.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Yay!
Hi, Josh.
Hello, Don. My weekend plans are hinging,
I heard,
on your review of the movies, because now I've decided to go exactly the opposite way of what you said.
Okay.
Because generally, what was the last big one he gave us?
The last big one that Charlie gave us that we both went to and hated was, I have no idea.
Was it Castaway or What Women Want?
No,
because only I saw What Women Want.
Well, you and I rarely agree. I think Almost Famous was the last one that we both really...
There was one that you went to see and you were livid, and then I went to see it and I was livid, too.
What was it, Rob? You remember?
Was it Hannibal? I know there was a long
time. I never saw Hannibal.
I mean, I have to say
Hannibal.
Because Hannibal was horrible, and you thought it was good, and it sucked. It's one of the worst movies I've seen all year.
Right.
All right, well, anyway, listen. The way to view these reviews, if you've never heard this before,
with
Charlie Stossel.
I was picking my teeth.
Oh, well, with your middle finger.
I wasn't flipping you off. I swear to God, I wasn't.
You gave me hockey tickets. Charlie is very sensitive when he comes on this show. He's very sensitive. Oh, and how did the... How did the date go when you went out with Charlie?
I met Charlie's lady, and she was lovely and quieter than some of his previous dates. And I stayed for one period of the hockey game, and then we had a prior commitment, so we had to leave earlier. My brother-in-law and I.
But she does exist. That's an important...
She exists. She is lovely.
Do you think she was a real girlfriend, or do you think she was a rent-a girl that
she
could have
easily been someone that he met, like, at the theater?
Oh, no.
Because I'll tell you right now, she was extremely quiet, did not speak to me, and, you know, did not like to volunteer a lot of things. I was feeling, as Charlie will testify, when I arrived at the hockey
game...
Mike
was feeling good.
I felt wonderful, and I was feeling very gregarious, and... We had a lovely little segment where Charlie was raving out at a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, and it's one of the funniest lines I've ever heard at a hockey game, and I've never heard it, and I laughed out loud, where Charlie said, "Sit the F down. I'll come down there and kick your ass, ma'am."
Well, no,
I laughed out loud. And there was a woman, there was an obnoxious woman with a Pittsburgh Steelers, Pittsburgh...
Bad dental work.
With a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey on, and Charlie was screaming, and I said, "Wow, he's really going at it." And when he said, "I'll come down there and kick your ass," and he said, "Ma'am," and I thought that was very funny.
Don't
but after that,
Pittsburgh,
you know, during the period of hockey when I was sitting in the row with this woman, it became apparent to me that she was the quiet type, and that perhaps, you know, my gregarious personality was not meshing that well.
Or perhaps she was simply a woman Charlie had met on the internet.
No,
the night
that is true. It very, no. You know, it, based on the fact that I met her and I didn't speak to her, and she seemed to not want to speak, I think it, you know...
She only speaks when spoken to. When I give her permission.
I mean, that was, I thought maybe under the breath the couple said, "Don't you say a word
that,
to him."
Charlie, let me ask you, is her name Stephanie?
Yes, sir.
Put her back on hold.
All right. I think we got her on the phone.
All right, good.
Is this her? Hello, Stephanie?
Hi.
Stephanie, are you the one I met at the hockey game?
Yes, and I met your brother-in-law, too.
And we didn't speak, did we?
That's
we didn't really... I mean, the logistics where we weren't sitting next to you. There was Charlie, of course.
Well, you tried to get me to steal the guy's pizza that was next to me, but...
Right.
See, okay, then, yeah.
Now, Stephanie, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Did Charlie meet you in a chat room the night before the game?
No, I called you guys and asked him out.
Oh, yeah. We didn't know.
Back in August.
You've never mentioned that this is one of the girls who called you up on the show that you hooked up with.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Well, then, Stephanie, how come you didn't talk to me more?
I don't know.
Stephanie, tell
me. I wasn't allowed.
I was under strict orders not to speak.
Interesting.
Okay.
So are you naturally somewhat shy? Would that be an accurate assessment?
I'm quiet at first, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry. That's what I thought.
So you met her on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, was Charlie offended when we came during the first period and left and never came back?
No. Not at all.
I didn't think so. You knew that. You didn't look offended. You knew where we were going,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
I mean, I knew I gave it away when I said, we'll be right back. And then I shook her hand.
Yeah.
I said, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, Stephanie, you share Charlie's bed?
Yes, a couple times a week.
A couple times a week?
Mm-hmm.
Really? How is Charlie in bed?
He's awesome.
Awesome. The guy I'm looking at is awesome in bed?
Yeah.
Does he do it to you?
You know, it's always the ones you least suspect, too.
Is he able to give you an orgasm?
Two or three, yeah.
Whoa!
No, come on.
Does he have to use a handheld device?
No.
No,
Really?
Really.
Good. So you're saying that Charlie Stossel is a love machine?
Definitely.
Wow.
Is he better digitally or orally?
He's very good digitally.
Oh.
That's my favorite.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh, really?
God, all right. I'm sorry. I'm going to that land right now that I'm starting to do a little mental movie.
Have some nice finger sandwiches.
So how come you didn't talk to me? Because you're just shy? You're quiet at first?
I'm quiet at first, yeah.
Okay.
Is that what it takes to bring you over the edge? How long did... Does Charlie's hand ever fall asleep?
No.
Not funny.
Oh, come on. I'm asking real questions.
Okay.
Real questions about real people.
When's the last time you slept with Charlie?
I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday night.
Tuesday. You guys seeing each other this weekend?
Not until Monday.
Oh, no.
Sunday night.
How do you feel about his relationship with the boy?
Oh, he's a really nice kid.
And you get along with the boy's mother?
Oh, yeah.
You find Charlie's relationship with the boy at all unnatural?
Not at all.
What is the single best thing about being out and about with Charles Stossel?
Out and about?
Yeah. Well, what's the best thing about being on Charlie Stossel's arm for a night on the town?
He's very sweet to me, and he's very conscientious of making sure that I'm happy.
And here, this might be the most important question. Was it exciting to meet me?
Obviously.
Come on.
All she did was talk about it.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, she was actually...
What did she say?
Well, she was, I think, very concerned that you left, thinking that maybe she had done something to offend you.
Not at all. Nope. Nope. You're just going.
Yep.
How often does Charlie mention us to you?
No, we hardly speak about you guys.
No, please tell us. I mean, I know we must... Come on. Mike and I know that we must be constant topics of conversation.
No, not at all.
Really?
Really?
Charlie, you have finally succeeded. You have trained her.
You brainwashed her.
Congratulations. I knew that you had trained her. I knew she was trained.
He met a girl, and he's brainwashed her somehow. What are you giving her? The date rape drug?
No.
I get in. What are you giving her?
Oh, my goodness.
You get a girl to call up and say that you give her orgasms, you never talk about us, and you're a sweet, sensitive guy.
I will go so far as to tell you what I felt at the hockey game. It was not just quiet. It was quiet disdain. There. I've said it.
No,
it's out for everyone to hear.
Oh, dear.
And the pizza, I thought, would have cracked her up.
Was she chuckling?
No, did she think it was funny?
But these people that we sit next to at the game,
right?
We have had, I won't say incense, but when one of them comes, he usually screws with me a little bit. He gets a little bit to drink, and then we hit on Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. All I want to...
Hon, you remember the old man?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Hon? It's already at the Hun stage.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Really? How serious do you consider your relationship with Charlie, Stephanie?
Oh, very serious.
Do you love him?
Absolutely.
Have you told him?
Yes, several times.
Has he responded in kind?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
hey. Really?
So this is serious?
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Head over heels.
Hey, I don't want to say about that. Have you been sitting at a tablet writing down... Stephanie Stossel.
No.
Mrs. Stephanie Stossel. Mrs. Charles Stossel.
No, not yet. Maybe next month.
Does the idea of Mrs. Charles Stossel appeal to you?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You know what happened with his first wife?
Yes, I do.
So you might actually, the ring might be put on your finger, and then you'll find an unnatural attraction to women.
No, I don't think so.
You know, I'll tell you one thing about that hockey game. There was a man sitting two rows in front of us at that hockey game. I don't know what they're serving up at the MCI Center.
Oh, the garlic fries?
Is that what it is? Garlic fries?
New stand. It's garlic fries.
But he had his pizza, his double cheese pizza, and his garlic fries. And I leaned over to my brother-in-law, and I said, tomorrow morning, those are going to be some of the worst BMs.
I believe that your line was, I feel like I'm in a bowl of scampi.
The entire MCI Center reeked of this garlic. I'm not the only one. I'm sure the people smell garlic when people order that.
Yeah, tonight I'll be...
Garlic fries?
Yeah, I'll be looking for that tonight.
Oh, my God.
Have you and Charlie ever explored anal?
No.
Absolutely not.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, you normally are more enthusiastic with your good for you, but I know you're thinking about the next question.
Go ahead.
Next question?
Go ahead.
What?
Well, no. Oh, no, I thought you had a next question.
No, you had a look on your face like you were going to pursue this.
Do you perform on Charlie?
Sure.
Wow.
Really to completion?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Do you actually enjoy that?
Yes, I do.
What is the single physical quality that you admire most or that attracts you most in Charlie?
He's got a great smile.
A great smile. I agree with that.
What would be...
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Other than the standard eyes, smile, what is Charlie's most attractive body part?
A smile.
No. Other than smile...
She's giving a good answer.
Oh, come on.
Have we gotten into the sensitive zone? Have we gotten there? All right.
All right, let me ask you something.
There's no talk about a boy.
Does Charlie shave his genital hair?
Hey! All right, now you've gone over the edge.
That's a legitimate question.
Stephanie?
Legitimate.
Now.
Does Charlie shave his genital hair?
Stephanie.
Oh.
We've gone over the edge.
She answered them, no.
No, he does not.
There's no need.
It's a giant thicket.
Does he have a lot?
Stephanie.
I'm not going to answer that.
The good girl.
Boy, see, look,
wow. Totally trained.
Look at this.
Totally in control. I knew that when I met
her. Okay, final question.
Okay.
Has Charlie met your friends?
Yes.
When they first met him, did they think that he was your gay friend?
No.
They did not.
No.
Look at the look on Charlie's face.
What the hell
right
is
now.
Wrong with you?
Well, these are all the questions I wanted to ask every girlfriend that you've had, but we've
this
ever had.
This is the real. This is a different relationship. Their whole dynamic with each other. I felt like I was looking at a married couple at the game.
Wow.
They knew each other. They were comfortable with each other. You know, Charlie was completely himself, which is not attractive. And she was just as happy as a pig in ass.
Do you think you could see yourself spending a lifetime with a man who spends his life behind a velvet rope asking, would you like extra butter on that popcorn? Would you like jujubes?
No, what I like about it is that he will set up a whole movie just for me.
Oh, wow. Do you watch porno with Charlie?
No, not yet.
Not yet. She's a fun lover, Charlie.
Oh, I know.
That's good.
We have had sex, though, in front of the big TV in the basement while the movie's been going on.
You are just a randy man.
And you know what? Look at the delight he takes in.
Yes.
In sharing the sex talk. Well, there's not many people that like that. He likes to talk about that.
The years of browbeating he's taken off the show for being a eunuch.
Yeah, but it's different. There are people that like to talk about it, and there are people that don't. He likes talking about it on the radio.
All right, Stephanie, thank you, honey.
Nice meeting you, Don.
Bye-bye. Nice meeting you.
Hi, sweetie.
Bye. Talk to you later.
All righty.
How much is he paying you to call today and pretend to be the girlfriend?
Stephanie?
This one's a freebie.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Did she say goodbye to you?
No. Not to Mike yet.
No.
What?
Does Stephanie have to say goodbye to Mike?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't finished. Goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye, Stephanie.
Goodbye.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, okay. That's just a carryover from the hockey game, of course. That's why I left early.
Bye, hon. Well, Charlie, there you go.
This is love. They're like an old married couple.
How about that?
Good for you.
You hit it more than I am. Way to go.
They both had their soda pops. They both, put their chins on their chest and took sips out of it.
We do not.
That's not what
we should have asked her about, the way Charlie sips out of his straw.
Did you both have soda pops, like little Diet Cokes?
Well, she has regular Coke. I'll have the
Diet. She has regular Coke? She's very slender.
Yes, she is.
She's very slender.
Not an ounce of fat on her. You figured she wanted to find out from you who you thought she looked like.
Celebrity she most resembles.
It's hard. It's hard.
She has a kind of a reddish hair quality.
She's got blonde.
Definitely strawberry blonde.
How's her body?
She is slender.
She's very slender. She only weighs like 100
pounds. She seems to be somewhat athletic. She was wearing a very business-like outfit, which was not necessarily flattering. I'm saying that it didn't show off her body. It's not like wearing the leather miniskirt.
Well, next time I have to wear a thong for you.
Who would win
a fistfight between Charlie and her?
I think Charlie.
I would.
You think Charlie could beat her up?
Well, I think we understand what's going on in that relationship, don't we?
Beat her up.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. If it was just, I'm not saying domestic violence, but if there was a boxing
match. I could take her.
You could take her?
Oh, all right. I watch the WWF.
She's very pretty.
All right, well, Chuck, listen, what can I say? Your girlfriend called.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
No sex questions this week, then. I mean, she answered all the sex questions.
Way to go, Steph.
Good. We got to get to the movies, and we got to go, because for a change, we do have somebody more famous waiting to come on.
And that is perfectly understandable.
One of our favorite people, too, Kevin Pollak.
He's one of my favorite actors, too. He's
very
great.
Good guy.
All right, so let's run through these movies.
We got two this week. The first one, do the De Niro first or last?
The last.
Okay, we'll do Get Over It first. This is with Kirsten Dunst, teen comedy with Sisko is also in, about a guy.
Why do you even review these movies?
This comes out this week. Now, I get knocked if we don't talk about something, so this is why this
All
week.
Right.
So Martin Short is in this movie, and he's very funny in the movie. This movie was actually a little surprising.
Another home run for him?
I enjoyed it.
Martin Short, another home run. Another one over the clearing the fences.
I found this movie surprisingly entertaining. Now, on a very light level, very entertaining.
Another one of these movies that's geared like
a 10th, 13.
Year old girl.
10 Things I Hate About You type crowd.
With Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
And I know Martin,
entertained.
Martin Short
is
a dance instructor.
He's more of the drama teacher in school who falls in love with one of the boys in his production who comes from a boy band.
Now, I'm sorry I laugh at that premise right there. Martin Short falls in love with one of the boys in his
production. Blonde streaks in his hair.
All right, how many porcelain dolls do you give
this
movie?
Two and a half
dolls.
I was a little surprised with it.
To the Kirsten Dunst movie. And the Robert De Niro movie, 15 minutes.
15 minutes. These are three stories kind of melded into one. You have Robert De Niro and Ed Burns, who one is a cop, one is a fire arson investigator. They hook up because of a killing and a burning in a building done by two Russians who come to this country looking for their money from a bad deal. One of the guys likes to film things. He wants to be a movie director. So they get a video camera, and they start filming everything they do. Then you have the third person in this, which is Kelsey Grammer, who plays a Maury Povich, Bill O'Reilly, Inside Edition type tabloid journalist, who I can't help looking at and hearing him and thinking of Sideshow Bob all the time, especially when he gets angry. So you have these three guys all in one, and it eventually comes to a head towards the end of the movie. De Niro and Ed Burns are very good together. It's a very good partnership that they have going. I wish they were on screen more. The Russians, really, this is their movie. It's these two guys that are on the screen most of the time. But
who's the Russian? Yakov Smirnoff?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, how many porcelain dolls do you give?
Three stars. So don't go see it.
Yeah, you just ruined
it. Gave it a rave.
Not a rave, but I mean, you know.
Three stars. It was not a bad movie. But I wish De Niro and Ed Burns were on screen more together.
All right.
And now, the bride of Puerto Rico.
There he is.
Here's movie man, Charlie Stossel.
Yes. All right, I'll bring you some of those garlic fries.
Ah, thank you very much.
But Charlie, before you leave, may I smell your fingers?
You want. They smell like soap. I used the bathroom.
All right, get out of here.
All right, goodbye. Thank you, Charlie.
You want.
Bye-bye.
So glad we didn't have to see that.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
I would have.
I know you would have.
I would have.
I know.
All right, so he says the De Niro movie's good.
That's it.
I'm sure it sucks. Everybody else says it sucks.
Right.
Every other review I've seen of 15 minutes says the movie sucks.
Well, maybe you'll love it. You know, it happens. It happens all the time.
What the hell? I'll go see it anyway. Kevin Pollak's coming up next.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Yo.
And in my club, I will bless the pot whenever the f*** I please.
They'll bless the pot whenever the f*** they please. Don Geronimo, and like don't never.
For Kevin Pollak to be wheeled in here. Somebody explain this Shaggy thing to me. That Shaggy doesn't sing. Like this song here? I mean, I like the song fine, but this part right here? That's not Shaggy.
That's not Shaggy?
No, Shaggy.
I thought that was Shaggy talking and singing.
No, Shaggy comes on with the fake reggae accent.
Yeah, I believe this fellow's name is DJ Rick Ross.
So now the DJs are singing.
He's got the gimmick. He's got the wacky voice.
Right. There he is.
Oh. Kevin Pollak has just come into the studio.
Major epic.
Yay!
Story,
we always love having him on the show. Yay!
And seated.
Well, I'm standing. You have a seat, Kevin.
All right, sir.
Big time movie star. Here you go. Coming off your whirlwind appearance on Nitwitness News this morning. Why, how much of a CF was that?
Did you see me doing the weather?
I did. Now listen, Channel 9 is so freaking clueless that they get Kevin on the show and they say, do the weather.
Yeah.
So he stands up and he does Johnny Carson. And he's doing a pretty killer Johnny Carson.
Damn it, I wish I'd seen
he's
that.
He's got the body going and he's going, the dew point. What's the dew point? And the girl, the weather girl with the boy's body. What's her name, Robbie?
Oh,
the redhead?
That's on her resume, by the way.
I don't know. Hillary Howard. She comes off and she says, hey, that was real good. Except that most people under the age of 20 don't know what impression you're doing.
No. You're kidding.
Yeah, and I'm
talking about Carson?
Yeah, and I'm screaming.
What an a-hole.
And I'm screaming at my TV at this girl with a boy's body saying,
right.
No one under 20 is watching Channel 9 right now anyway.
Hey, way to be aware of your demographic. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
So
you're
anyway.
Kidding, honey.
Hey, you know, I have to ask you a question right out of the shoot. Was Ed Harris the first person that you would have thought should play you
in your life story?
You know, it's so unfair. When they announced the nominations, to say Pollock nominate and got a nomination for Best Actor.
Yeah.
And I was so excited when I heard.
That's a stupid movie my wife's going to see tonight.
She's going to see
the Kevin Pollock story tonight.
Yeah, and then now Ed Harris. You know, I'm Pollock. He's Ed.
When you made the movie The Whole Nine Yards.
Yes, sir.
Was Matthew Perry on Vike?
No. Now, here's the problem, because I know you guys love this sort of comedy stuff.
It's not that we love it, Kevin. It's that our listeners love it.
That's right. I can't help very much here, because normally I would love to slam anybody with you. But he's a really good friend, and my heart goes out to him right now, so it's really tough.
Okay, well, let me tell
you. Plus, I sold him the Vicodin. So it's a problem.
When we were reading in the newspaper yesterday, just trying to figure out what order he's taking the stuff in.
Wild stuff.
I thought that's a funny movie. That Whole Nine Yards is a real funny movie.
And he's incredibly funny in it. When he slides in that sliding glass door, falls, forget about it.
Did I have it right with your character? Because I saw it a long time
Hungarian.
Ago. Hungarian. But do you do it with...
My father.
Well, in the script... But you do it without a trace of an accent. And then all you did was replace the...
V with a W.
Am I right about that?
The family is Hungarian. They're Hungarian mobs. And
Hungarian.
So I said to the director, Jonathan Lynn, who did My Cousin Vinny, I said... You want a Hungarian accent? He said, well, let's say the family's from Hungary, but you were raised in Chicago, because that's where the story is. So maybe you have a little leftover of the accent. So I said, good, I get to do a Chicago accent, which is a very flat sort of thing, you know, like Sipowicz. I get lasagna on my pants, right? But then I got to switch the V's, W's, and W's to the V's. So he'd say, my father was a great man, a man of vision and character.
Yeah.
It's good. No, it was good.
It is one
fun.
And you watch that. When I saw that movie, you sit there and you see what you're doing, and you know, what the hell is he doing? And then as it grows on you, it was, I love stuff like that. And it's, I guess, good to have a director that lets you play around like that.
Sure. All right, so if you don't want to talk about Matthew Perry.
No, it's not that I don't. I can't help this particular angle.
All right, let me ask you, the last time you're here, you were just signed to be in the Arnold movie.
Arnold.
End of Days.
Yeah.
And of course, we saw that too.
That awful thing.
You're always around these people that are getting into trouble.
Did he, grope anybody on the set when you were there?
Was he grabbing ass?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. He must have been very tricky and sneaky. Yeah, you know, one day on the set he goes, tonight we'll go to the club. And he wants to take me to this nightclub, so I figured this would be fun to see the Terminator dance moves on the floor, right?
It's got to be cool walking into a club with Arnold.
Well, the moment we walk in, it's like, women are all over him, right? So I wander off the other side of him, and this techno beat is pounding. It's really annoying. And he's out on the dance floor, and he yells out to me, trying to be hip. He yells out, get down. Yeah, right? I'm laughing. Meanwhile, everybody in the club hit the floor. Because it's Arnold. You know, they're scurrying around, waiting for him to say, we got the good out of you.
He would have made a great governor, I think.
Yeah, well, maybe. There's still time.
Yeah, right.
You know what? You're not going to answer these questions. Never mind. I was going to ask you. He just appears to be.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Rob, bring the tape from Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Listen.
I can help you on this one.
We love the making on HBO and the show, the making of movies.
Because there's a certain Arnold, and I'm sure you saw this, Arnold, that we hear on these making of tapes, where he's the Arnold that's in control, the movie star that knows who he is, powerful in doing this, and you can hear this on the tapes.
And Davis says... I have to go get the ticket.
Is he talking to a little kid?
Is that
the thing?
What can you expect in the movie? Now, tell us if this is the real Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right here, listen to this.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I'm so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time.
Uh-huh.
And there's a long line here.
Right.
What a putz.
I mean, now, when you're talking to him in real life.
He's a brilliant self-promoter and yet could not be less self-aware.
Is he like that in real life?
In a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, in this scene, I'm going to shoot you because I don't know if you're taken over by the devil or not.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's good. But that's it in a nutshell, right?
Yeah, he literally wouldn't try any of that crap around me or Gabriel Byrne, but I definitely saw a side of that. Also, when he's promoting, he's got this bizarre...
Play the tape for Kevin.
Of
when he's talking to the little kid. When he's talking about, you know why it's funny? Because I'm in the scene.
This is where he's explaining to kids who can't do a scene correctly.
This is the side that we're talking about.
Let me explain to you. When you see someone laughing and you don't know why that is, it's very simple. Because I'm in the shot. There has to be no other reason. Okay? So can you get your acting together now? And clap with us? Because it's a very funny theme.
Yeah, right.
Oi, oi, oi.
Okay, all right. Well, we cleared that up.
The password is putz.
Okay, your TV show.
Yes, sir. Thank God that lasted 4 weeks.
That's the last time we talked to you.
Now, what
really?
Oh, that's right.
What happened to that?
Well, you know, it's important in life to stand by your convictions, because in show business, that just means you'll get more money. You know, the word no is the most powerful word in show business. So I said no literally to Les Moonves on the phone 4 times. And every time he ended the conversation with, all right, no, I hear you, I respect you. Just, you know what, sleep on it and let's talk tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I said no over and over for all the right reasons, and then ultimately said yes for the absolute wrong reason, was he made it fiscally irresponsible to say no.
Okay,
he made the sickest, most disgusting guarantee I've ever seen in my life, and I thought, well, it's a guarantee, so 80% of the pilots die.
Right.
It's only a week's work.
Right.
For all of this guarantee. If it fails, I'm a genius. And if it gets on the air, I'll make the best of it. Nancy Travis couldn't be more adorable.
Right.
So ultimately, I tried to make the best of it, but the guy who created the show was... I don't want to be sued, but the word talentless certainly comes to mind. But he literally would say to me, I'd suggest a line, and he would say, really, you think that's funny? No, that's kind of hacky. And I would just want him to throw up against the wall and say, I was in the trenches, been in the trenches of comedy, stand-up comedy for 20 years, you're a sitcom writer, you're telling me this isn't funny, I want to kill you. So thank the great lords above for killing us after 4 weeks.
But you got all the money.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, there you go. Good for you.
Yeah.
So now, do you consider yourself to be...
I just got the public humiliation. That was supposed to not be part of the deal.
But you can handle that. I mean, you're used to getting up in front of people, you know...
As my wife says, as long as the leading man needs a best friend or an attorney, you'll continue to work.
Are you more of an actor now... or a comic?
Well, I'm doing this 25-city tour. I'm here in D.C., and I'm thrilled, actually, that all the shows are sold out. I'm shocked, too, because last time I did comedy clubs was about 8 years ago, and I continued doing one-nighters, corporate dates, and charities, and occasional theater over the last 8 years, but I was focusing on films.
Right.
So I'd just been out of the comedy club scene, so I really had no idea what to expect when I came back to it, you know? And it was back in November that I called my stand-up agent and said, look, this SAG strike, the Screen Actors Guild strike, looks real. It goes in July. Why should I be out of work? Book me a summer tour. I'll do some clubs. I don't know what the temperature is, but in the marketplace, but let's check it out. So he calls back in December and says, you start in January, it's 25 cities. You ready to go?
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it happened right away. Yeah, yeah.
And you looking forward to it?
It's just been great. I'm 7 weeks into the tour.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
So what is... I mean, you obviously don't come out and tell jokes.
Oh, sure. Impressions. And I tell stories of working with these big stars. And I know you guys are syndicated, so if they want to check other locations other than D.C., you can go to, you know, www.kevinpollock.net. I tried to get .com, but Ed Harris already took it.
Hey, Buzz, go there right now. Let's take a look at Kevin's site.
It has one of those links to the triple X-rated.
No, it won't be impressive. My secretary just put it up, and she designed it herself, so it's...
Oh, really?
It's a work in progress, to say.
Well, we can find out where you're going to be. Where are you after Washington, D.C.?
Also, here's the real drag. She's been on vacation this week.
So you don't know where you're going.
We've just added 7 more shows.
Really?
7 more weekends, so the site won't be current. But anyways...
I'd still like to see the site. Have you seen the site?
Yeah, and it's like... It could...
What is it, have your face on it or something?
Oh, sure.
You like our screensaver that we have on the computer in here?
Where's that from with this?
I'm not sure. They put that up for me every day, a different one, and they put that one in here. I'm not sure.
You're on our screensaver.
Oh, that's from the premiere of A Whole Nine Yards.
All right.
You can see the poster in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bruce Willis. Now, there's a guy I like.
Yes, sir.
and I read that he quit drinking. Do you think that's true?
I haven't seen him since that statement was made. I can only say prior to the statement,
yeah,
there's a whole lot of drinking going on. A
lot of drinking.
Oh, sure.
Would he drink while he was working?
No, not while the cameras are rolling.
Okay, in the movie, yes, a lot of scenes in the whole nine yards, he loves the martini.
He's got a martini in his hand. Is that a real martini? No, you can't do that because you got to do 50 takes and different angles. And it's tough. I don't know how. You know, you hear about stories of guys working messed up on drugs and alcohol. And, you know, I can't imagine, really, in a 12-hour day, how you could pull that off.
How many Vicodin do you have on you right now?
I could use some,
to be honest with you. Have you been, without naming names, have you been to a Hollywood party?
And saw.
And seen, like, what we read,
right,
is that, like, they bring out a silver platter.
Yeah, you know. And you have 20 years, never seen it.
Where, you know, they would have all kinds. It used to be it would be Coke or something, and now they come out with Vicodin and Percocet.
Yeah, I'd like to think there's a conspiracy where they get together on Mondays and say, Pollock is not coming again to this party. Whatever we do, we can't invite Kevin Pollock. Because he'll go on radio shows and talk about us.
You're being very well-behaved. You're not revealing
anything.
Well,
I just did all this in my 20s, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like enough already.
Who is your most, the closest Hollywood person that you're friends with who we would know?
Well, for 20 years I've been best friends with Dana Carvey because we came out of the San Francisco Stand-Up.
How's he
company.
Doing? How's he feeling?
He's doing great, actually. You know, the heart thing was a genetic valve thing. He gives to the guy who literally has been running 5 miles a day for the last 20 years. And I'm happy about that, that the people who are that healthy still can't stop this crap from coming to them. You know, I kid him about it all the time. Yeah, I smoke and drink. Good luck with the running. Yeah.
Okay, who else besides Dana Carvey is a showbiz buddy?
Not a lot. I really don't. I don't hang with that whole thing.
Could you tell us someone you've met since the last time you were here, who when you walked away you said, "God, what an a-hole."
What an a-hole.
I mean, we always try, don't you know by now that we always try to get you to say bad things about people?
That's
our job.
Someone who you're pretty sure you could burn the bridge with, that you wouldn't have a chance of working with again.
Right. I'm thinking. The mind is racing because I got to go through the Rolodex.
And you sell yourself short when you say if you're looking for, or maybe your wife does when she says the friend or the best friend or the lawyer or the person. Because you've been, you've held, Avalon comes to mind as a movie where you were up there. You were the
you look at a few good men. I'm like, where's Waldo in that cast? All right.
No, you're not.
But
you're great
in the world.
You're great in that movie. So
my mom came to visit the set of A Few Good Men. Did I tell you guys this story?
No.
And she shows up. This is one of her favorite things in life to do is to show up, you know, on the set. And I like sharing her with her. She's proud. That's great. But she just gets too excited. She can't contain herself. What with that and her being nuts and all. So she shows up. We're shooting the courtroom scene. And we're rehearsing. And Nicholson is literally sitting on the stand. They got the camera over his right shoulder. And they're shooting a wide camera angle of the whole courtroom, right? The problem being there's no place to hide my mom off camera so she can watch. Literally, that's how wide the shot is. So they end up putting her over Nicholson's other shoulder, which is great for me, right? Because I'm sitting across from Nicholson at the legal table. And I'm supposed to look at Jack in the scene. All I see is my mom's head bobbing up and down behind him, right? And I'm freaking out. I'm sitting there with Tom Cruise and Demi Moore, these two annoyingly gorgeous people. You're not sure which one you'd rather sleep with when you're sitting there, quite frankly. I'm not saying I'm gay. I'm just saying if I were, I want the fellow look a little bit like Tommy. All right?
Hey, come on. See a fag?
I've never seen anyone as heterosexual as this guy. I wish that I could tell you that he was a flamethrower.
Oh,
but
very
no.
good. Okay.
He was, like, slobbering all over his wife. Literally, at their house, making it. I was like, you know what? You two should get a room. Oh, it's your house. I'm sorry. You know, but yeah, literally all over each other.
Was that, since you did work with him, was that completely out of left field?
Shot.
Really?
Yeah, and I think that there's somebody cheated on somebody is my guess.
She really? Did.
Because it was just too sudden.
She did, right? Did we see the pictures of her with some dude?
Yeah, and they just renewed their vows not too long, like last Christmas or something.
Yeah, Christmas Eve they were supposed to renew.
Right.
But he also divorced her like 3 days before he would have to pay her like 10 gazillion extra dollars. Right?
Yeah, that's something that some mathematician figured out, or some lawyer came forward and said, you realize the coincidence here. And so I got to finish the story. So I'm freaking out because my mom's jumping up and down behind Nicholson, right? During this day of shooting.
And that's the scene, right? That's the day of the big scene,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the courtroom scene. And it's Nicholson, for God's sake. So my mom is just, you know, so Nicholson sees how freaked out I am by this. And no one's a bigger screw-off on the set than Jack. Nobody is having more fun than he is, right?
Good.
So he comes over to give me some grief about this between takes. He came walking over the table and says, hey, Kev, how you doing? Listen, I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Do you suppose you could get your mom off my ass? Huh? She's hitting on me. Am I supposed to take your mom back to my trailer? Is that what's supposed to happen? You tell me. And I just said, you can't handle my mom.
You want to read about him in that movie? You could tell us that they said that in that movie, that's when the Nicholson walked through, that he showed up like for 5 days.
Well, the only aspect of that is true is that he only worked five days, and 10 days. 5 days in the courtroom and 5 days in that Cuba scene, which is actually shot in Long Beach when we went to Guantanamo Bay, supposedly.
Right.
So 10 days, he made $500,000. No, $5 million, which is $500,000 a day.
Oh, my
right?
God.
You think you hit the snooze alarm? Make it $500,000 a day?
Oh, my God.
That scene, really, I mean, it still stands up as one of my favorites, and it had to be, you know, you're in there. You're a part of that, and what is, I mean, I just, it's a jive question, but I have to ask, what's it like to
when
be...
When he's doing the courtroom?
The scene that, the you can't handle the truth. That,
oh, man.
The culmination of that film, and you're there. I mean, what that's heavy-duty stuff. You got two great actors doing this.
5 days it took, and shooting that, every, you know, every day from so many different angles, but... The opposite is true when they say he walked through it. Mainly, maybe somebody said that because when the cameras aren't rolling, he's screwing off. When they're doing Tom's coverage, that is to say, when the moment in the scene is that Nicholson and Cruz get like within a foot of each other, and Cruz is coming in for the kill,
right?
He's just and Nicholson ends up saying, "You're goddamn right, I did," you know,
right?
But when they shoot the two different angles, when they're shooting, the camera is on Tom. Nicholson does what you call off-camera lines, where his face is right next to the camera, so Tom can look at him, right?
Right.
But because Nicholson is off camera, he's making faces at Cruz while Cruz is acting.
Just effing off.
Trying to screw him up.
Oh, my God.
It was hysterical. But when the camera was on, I've never seen anyone turn it on and off as well as this guy did, because when the cameras were on, he was just crystal clear. I mean, it was unbelievable.
How hot is Nicole Kidman in real life?
Not my type. Demi was driving me nuts. She was at her peak of sort of cute and incredibly sexy at that time for me, and she was driving me insane. Yeah.
Did you see the naked movie, the Eyes Wide Shut?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Did you see that?
I did, the Stanley Kubrick film.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand going into Kubrick films that they're not made for entertainment purposes.
Well, we just saw it. We went to the movie.
What does it say about me? That's my favorite director. What does that say? Does that mean I'm not a normal individual?
You refuse to belong to any club that would have you as a member.
That's probably true. I cannot go by a Stanley Kubrick film.
Yeah.
Even that crappy one, Barry Lyndon. I
even watched
the one with Ryan O'Neill. I do. I watched it because it's Stanley Kubrick, and nobody. I don't think anybody puts a handprint on a movie like he
Full
does.
Metal Jacket is good. That's about it.
Yeah, first half of Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, after,
yeah,
Private,
after
Pyle,
Private Pyle kills the drill instructor.
And that's what's great about that movie. You can watch half of it and be satisfied. You know, it's too bad. He's dead now, so you can't work with him.
No.
It's a shame.
Do you have any movie roles coming up, or is this...
I'm in the terrible 3,000 Miles of Graceland right now, and then next is it's testing through the roof. The studio idiots tell you like that means anything. It's this comedy called Joanna Man. It's a ridiculous title that makes sense when you see it. And then Dr. Doolittle 2 with the fabulous Eddie Murphy.
Now, are you a human or are you a voice in this?
Both. You know, I acted in the movie as a human, of course. Me and Jeffrey Jones are like the two bad guys in the movie. These, you know, corporate lawyer idiots. And then after they shot it, you may have seen in the trailer, there was an early, in the movie theaters, there was an early trailer where Eddie Murphy is sitting next to Steve Irwin.
Oh, right,
there's
a crocodile there. We saw that one.
Yeah. So they decided, you know, we need to give the crocodile a voice. And so they asked me to come back in to do the voice. So now when you see the movie, the scene will be different, just in the sense that when they go to the crocodile said, "Why, Steve doesn't know. Is when he turns on me, I'm going to bite a crocodile in the ass." So I went back in and did the voice of the crocodile.
You know, I do this every time. And he had a birthday yesterday. He's our assistant producer, Rob Spiewak. Every single time you come on the show, he takes me aside. Every time, Kevin, he does this, and he says, "Would you please? Would you?" And I don't. He doesn't have to tell me now because I'm going to ask you.
As long as it's not William Shatner.
No, it's not William Shatner. This is, he'd like some Columbo. Can you do just a little Columbo for Rob? He said because it's a thrill for him to be 5 feet away when you do that.
Well, let me just say this. I don't mean to bother you, Rob. Seriously,
dude, you got to see. does the lazy eye.
He does the whole
too.
Thing, man. I was
he does,
with
he does
TV.
The lazy eye. When I met Peter Falk, he said, how do you do that with your arm? Me, I understand. How do you do that? Rob, you need to get out more. That's apparent to me now. You're still holding on to Peter Falk.
Yes.
You need to see life. There's outdoors, right? Lakes you? And streams.
Aren't you really ready for Shatner to die just so that they will stop asking?
I just got asked to participate in some film they're making for his 70th birthday party, and I just about passed out.
70?
That's the first thing. He's on Channel 9 this morning.
Well, you can't help it because it's the best. There's nobody that does Captain Kirk as well as Kevin Pollak. Anybody, and somebody for somebody who is an impressionist, you know that he is, that's the final word on
but
it.
I mean,
whenever I even try to do Captain Kirk, I'm trying to do Kevin Pollak.
Well, we all did
Captain
that.
Kirk.
Dana Carvey and I did it all the time. Rich Little was the first guy to do Carson. And,
right,
you know,
exactly.
And Frank Gorshin, Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster. We all took from...
It was the first thing. I mean, he's on Channel 9. Well, first of all, they got him sitting at the anchor desk.
Yeah, okay. Flipping the pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to do the news. That's all I wanted to do.
And Mike Buchanan, who is like a size 52 jacket, but
sure. Good friend of our show, absolutely.
Squeezing into a 44,
right.
he lays a dollar over right away and he says, I got a favor. And Kevin says, what, are you hearing it in your ear? And he says, no, come on, Shatner. You got to do Shatner for us.
Right.
That's the first thing.
You hate it. You hate it when people...
Well, no. Actually, the only reason I'm saying as long as it wasn't Shatner before is because it's such a physical thing, too, that I find that it doesn't play as well.
You know, there'll be people at that show tonight that are coming for one reason.
Oh, yeah, and I talk about it. I definitely talk about how... Sometimes I impersonate people, and then I ended up working with them, which is a really strange experience. I've had an experience like with Alan Arkin, and then with Shatner, and sometimes I don't want to do it because it's too intimidating. Like Nicholson, who I've been doing my act for 20 years, and people, when I worked out the film, a few good men, they said, did you do Jack for Jack? Did you do it for him?
Yeah.
And you know what?
It's weird.
I didn't. I mean, I didn't want to be the 1,000,000th customer in Nicholson's face saying, this is what you sound like.
Right? Did you coach Tom Cruise on...
No, that was the freaking
him
thing.
Doing the... The impression.
My friends were so pissed off. They go, and Tom Cruise gets to do it. How the hell is that?
That is pretty weird. Yeah. When you think back on it.
No, he just improvised that in one of the takes. And Rob Reiner, the director, said, great, let's keep that.
And Buzz, you pull up Kevin's website?
I did indeed.
Flip it around. Let us take a look at it.
Oh, my God, he's naked.
Let's see it.
Could it be less...
the page I have up are...
less interesting?
His upcoming tour dates, but there are also is a biography, a photo gallery.
Yeah. Are there T-shirts? Mugs?
I don't see any of those.
Not selling any.
Oh, a lot of it there says under construction, Kevin.
That's right. It's exactly
Buzz
right.
Buzz is clicking on the icons and they all say under construction.
Well, you're sold out, so it doesn't matter. I mean, that's
well, initially we just wanted to get it up for the tour dates and then because my secretary, God bless her, is putting the thing together and usually you got
to
pay.
Are you going to any really crappy cities?
Firm to,
Buzz, what's it got on the list there?
I don't know yet.
Yeah. I guess we'll be the judge of that, right?
Guys be the judge.
Next up, the 29th in Miami at the Improv.
That's good.
Great. In early April at the Improv in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
20th and 21st of April at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, now we're talking.
Okay. So now you're living. You're in Columbus and you're in a place called the Funny Bone. Keep going.
In May 10th through the 13th at the Improv in Tampa. That's the 12th through the 15th in Baltimore.
I'm just playing Tampa for the strip clubs, by the way.
Back here. Good move. And July 20th through 22nd at the Improv in Irvine, California. The 26th through the 29th of July at the Improv in Addison, Texas.
That's grueling. That's a hell of a schedule.
And we just added 7 more dates that aren't on there yet. Because
all the time we've had you on,
yes,
we've never given you our famous sex quiz.
Let's do it.
I can't believe we've never
now
done
it. Now, here's
the
question. Follow. Do you want to give it to me or Christopher Walken?
I think he should do the entire... Answer every sex quiz question as Christopher
Walken.
But
with your answers.
Yeah, with your answers.
Absolutely.
Kevin, how long have you been married?
15 years have been together. We've only been married 5 years.
Okay. Me, 20. Mike, how many?
I'm not sure.
And Buzz?
I'm kidding. 7 years.
25 for Buzz.
Right.
We've all answered all of these questions also. Mm-hmm. Just so you know that we're all...
Presidential candidates have been on this show and answered the sex quiz questions.
That's misleading because it was that one...
Well, I say that to every celebrity we have on the show. it sounds good to say that.
The Libertarian.
It was a guy who had no chance in hell of winning.
Yeah, the Libertarian. Harry Brown.
Harry Brown.
Right.
Okay, here we go. You're going to answer these as Christopher...
Christopher Walken, but with the answers of Kevin Pollak.
Well, if you want my honest answers, then the Christopher Walken thing won't work, because the whole idea of doing Christopher Walken is to be freakish and bizarre.
All right, I got an idea. Then answer them all as Kevin Pollak, and then at the very end, when we get to the big question,
yes, sir.
And you have to stew on it, because it's going to be about your number of sex partners, you actually go into the Christopher Walken.
Okay, great.
But we want your real answer, too. Right.
Okay, you get the real answer.
All right. Kevin, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Now, when you say group sex, you mean other people in the room while you're having sex?
Yes.
I haven't been in group sex where I got to change partners, but I have had sex where there was another couple having sex.
You know, and can I give you a round of applause for taking this as seriously as you are? That's a very serious answer with well thought out.
Have you ever had sex while your woman is menstruating?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Not that I can remember.
You ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Wait a minute. Well, there was a different clang earlier. I didn't get the bing on the homosexual thing.
When you answer no, you get the buzzer. When you answer yes, see. You get the ding.
I see. Okay. There you go. Interracial sex.
Hot interracial sex.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
It seems like I have, but I don't remember anyone being there.
There you go.
That means yes. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Oh, sure.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Not that I am aware of.
Have you ever, do you have sex in the no-no?
In the no-no?
You know.
The bad place.
I thought you were speaking of a location. No, you're speaking of an orifice.
No, it is. It's the no-no spot.
I would very much like to, and I have yet to experience.
All right. Very good.
That's good and bad.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. Yeah.
That is an exit, not an entrance.
He's an open-minded individual.
It's good that you haven't.
Right.
But I'm sad to hear you want
to. We both, you know.
I want to because it seems like the forbidden fruit.
It is.
Although I agree with you, it makes no sense at all.
It's where poops come out, man.
Exactly right. Why would you want to go in there?
Good. Tell your wife.
And there's
good.
No place to dine.
Kevin, have you J-O'd today?
This morning.
Good well, man. You know, that may be a first.
Yes, it is.
No one has ever answered that honestly.
That's right.
You just, this is not in the quiz.
I'm married. You kidding me?
Yeah, all right, fantastic.
I'm on the road?
You didn't do it in a bathroom at Channel 9, did you?
No, sir.
Very good.
It was in your bathroom.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
You ever had a one-night stand?
So what?
A one-night stand.
That question doesn't fit in this thing.
Have you banged a stranger?
Who has not?
Okay, all right. And, Kevin, what is your total number of sexual partners?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to answer that question, your total number of sexual partners, please welcome Mr. Christopher Walken.
This is tough. Whoa. I got to be honest, because it's hard to remember certain decades, let alone people. So many, so few. So many fantasies that now seem like real. I'm going to say less than 100, but more than 3.
Bravo.
Put him down for 90.
Oh, fantastic.
90 it is.
Oh, man.
You see, what's a great movie with Christopher Walken where they cut his finger off? Jay Moore's in the movie?
Yeah.
Suicide King.
Suicide King, yeah. Great movie.
That's great because Christopher Walken is being Christopher Walken, but the whole time in the movie, he is duct taped to a chair.
Right.
So it's like his ability to act is really limited just to his head and his face.
That freakish hairdo, too.
It's truly, truly. I saw an old Sean Connery movie where Christopher Walken was just a kid. And
God.
He is a seriously funny-looking individual. I mean, really, the shape of his head and everything. I mean, the whole thing with Christopher Walken is weird.
Buzz, how did Kevin Pollak score on the sex quiz?
A very strong and above average 9.
9.
Bravo. I think you're a little above average.
Yes.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, okay. As far as
experience goes?
I think we actually judge it on who's the biggest slut.
Okay, the biggest slut was the wrestler Diamond Dallas Page.
With 1,300 sex partners.
Hello. And then you got your guys like Greg Brady, Barry Williams. He was over 100.
Right.
Dennis Franz was over 100, I think.
Dennis Franz was over 100, yeah.
Wow. Well, the TV guys get a lot of turf.
I'm trying to think who were some of the... the less adventurous of the people that have taken the quiz. And that's harder to remember for me.
Yeah, we only remember the big numbers.
Absolutely. I suffered for many years in my youth as the girl's buddy. I suffered from that for a long time. You're so funny. You make me laugh. Yeah, but, you know, let's go south now.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kevin, what time is your show tonight?
There's two shows tonight, 8 and 10:30, and, you know, normally.
Which is going to be the funnier show, the 8 o'clock or the 10:30?
Well, Friday Night Late Shows can be hell on wheels because people were up early to work. You know, they work all day, then right. They drink
all night
until the late show, and they come in and you know, it's a nightmare. So I venture to say the first show would probably go better than the second.
I normally would have to, he'd be here to pump the tickets. We appreciate you came by, even though you don't have to sell tickets.
You know, I think this is a first. This is a first where I have been sold out and gone out and done a radio show to say, I show my respect.
Wow. Thank you very much.
And we show our respect because we are true
and
fans
of
yours.
I'm driving in, you know, from the hotel and listening to the show, of course, and the whole Survivor thing. You know, I did the Letterman on a Monday night a week and a half ago or so or whatever, and he has to talk to these idiots every Monday night.
Right.
You know, the latest loser. And you can tell that he just hates
it. Yeah, he does.
For all you guys.
He doesn't hide that.
No, and he doesn't hide. And I'm standing in the wings, and I told him this on the air. I said, I'm watching in the wings, Dave, and all I'm thinking is, if Carson is home watching tonight,
oh, right.
He must be thrilled he doesn't have to do this anymore.
Right.
Right? Because Johnny talking to these people, now somebody told me, I don't know if this is true,
right.
you were thrown off Survivor for smuggling jerky? Is that right? Now tell me, was it turkey jerky? Because that's good stuff.
Now, let me tell you how good that is. I saw you do that. I came in here the next day on Tuesday. I talked about you doing that, talking about what would Carson do if he was interviewing a Survivor contestant.
Well, we have Deb, the first moron thrown off Survivor. Now, Deb, somebody mentioned this backstage. I don't know if it's true, but I have to ask. Are you in fact engaged to your stepson? Is that right? Now tell me, what tribe is that?
You know what? One thing I tell you about Letterman Survivor. You know how stupid Regis Philbin is? Listen to this. He comes on his show one day, and Regis has said on his morning show he doesn't watch Survivor because, you know, it's competition for his millionaire show. So he says he's watching Letterman. And Letterman said, and this was obviously a joke. Letterman had come out and said, hey, last night on Survivor, you should have seen that. They slaughtered a monkey, and all the people ate monkey brain. So, Regis
took it as fact.
Yeah, Regis is so
what's the matter with these people? Suddenly they're eating chimpanzees.
Right. And no one had the balls to say to Regis, hey, you idiot. It's a joke that killed a pig, but he went on for 5 minutes. It's about how can they be killing a monkey on television? Letterman said they killed a monkey.
Absolutely. It was hysterical.
And I don't think it's right.
Well, you're great.
Oh, thanks.
You're the greatest. Thank you for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
Anytime you got something to plug, let us know. And go to KevinPollock.net.
Yeah.
And see all the different screens that say under construction.
Right. And the upcoming days.
Absolutely. And try to see Kevin if you get a chance. And try to get him before it gets sold out. Because it's a great show. You guys are in Kansas. Somebody was doing the fake Wichita thing. But
Wichita.
In Kansas.
And he is a native Kansas.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the club in Kansas City. I don't know the name of it.
In Kansas City.
But watch for the website update next week when my secretary gets back to work.
I got you. All right, get out of here.
Kevin Pollock, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah. Always like having him.
Always a pleasure.
Very nice. Nice guy.
Man,
you know what?
Funny.
He dressed nicer for this than he did when he was on TV today.
Absolutely.
I'm still here, by the way.
You know, and he does great exits, too. He does a very tentative exit. He always does that. He did that the last time he was
kind of halfway in, halfway out.
We're going to talk nice for him. Absolutely.
Oh.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Always nice about Kevin Pollak.
And funny.
Man. Always nice.
You know, doing what I do, I mean, that's kind of like watching, a real superstar. I mean, he is such a great impressionist.
But he's just
really
funny. He's just funny anyway. And he's honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all right, so he wouldn't say that Matthew Perry was on Vibe, but he did say Arnold's an idiot.
Absolutely.
More power to him.
Always a pleasure.
Go see him. I'm sure he's coming somewhere where you live, where we broadcast. Thank you, Kevin. See you guys. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi. Thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes. Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call. So I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
What?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Yep. If only we could fly!
Women love their penises. Don and Mike.
Help. The documented facts.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Stop the presses. Hold on a second.
Jesus Christ.
What's going on?
Boner alert.
What do you got?
Boner alert.
Hold on.
What do we got there in the bikini magazine?
You got to get her on the telephone.
I will.
Right now. Right now, get her on the telephone.
Give me.
Wait.
Oh, come on.
Just wait. Wait till we see if we get Leo on the telephone.
You killed me bad with that.
Just.
What is it in? Tell me what it's in, at least.
Some magazine called FHM.
New Men's Magazine.
For Him Magazine. The Girls of TV.
Oh, my God.
Now, I've not heard of any of these bitches. Emma Caulfield, Lana Perella,
uh-huh.
Elizabeth Rome, Carly Pope, Allison Hannigan, Leah Remini. Remember the other day when I told you I was looking at Leah's new site?
Yeah.
And they had a risque picture of her?
Is that where it's from?
Or yes. I mean, well, it's from some photo shoot.
Yes, it is.
Mm.
First, take a look at these two photos.
Oh, my God.
Of Leah in bikinis.
Wow.
And take a look at this photo. And I say to you, Mike, right there, is that a slightly airbrushed?
I think so.
Nipple.
I think it might be an airbrushed.
Look at that.
Mm.
Look at that.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at that. Our little girl is grown. Is she on the phone?
Line 4.
Oh, let me play her in.
Jesus Christ, these pictures are hot.
All right, here she comes now. She plays the feisty, outspoken wife to the King of Queens, making her the Queen of Queens.
I love her.
Here's Leah Remini.
Oh, my God.
You. You.
Not loving him.
You.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
Mike,
my God.
Could you pass it back over for a second?
Wow, what a hottie.
Leah. Do you like him?
Oh. Yes.
You little slut. Love them.
Wow.
Love them.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
Okay, but you know the one in the red bathing suit? Let's turn the page.
Okay.
To 13.
All right. Let me see.
Yes, right there.
Yeah. Page 13.
We're looking at it.
I can tell that they did a little airbrushing for me.
Where?
So to all my ladies, just know that there was a little bit of cellulite action on that left leg.
Oh, really?
All right.
I doubt that.
Leah, let's go back to page 11.
Okay.
Speaking of airbrushing.
Hang on, turning to it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes?
Did they airbrush out your nip?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a shadow from the pillow or what.
They might have done. It looks to me like maybe.
It looks a little like it would be in the wrong place if that was nipple.
Yeah, but no. But if your boob.
It's too close to the side.
No. But wait, but listen though. Look at the picture. If your boob is pushed up against that pillow that you're laying on.
Right.
Then it's entirely possible that your nipple would be pushed up there.
All right, so big deal. A little nipple.
Boy, I mean, you're good at those poses.
Uh-huh.
He thinks I have the same expression on every one.
Absolutely. Now, what do you. What Charlie's brought another magazine.
Oh, no, this is the actual magazine. This thing with the pictures of Leah is.
Oh, okay.
Is an insert.
Right.
In the
right.
new edition of For Him Magazine.
For Him Magazine, new men's magazine.
That's right.
They pay you a lot of money to do that?
No, pay me.
They didn't pay you?
No.
What?
No.
Leah Remini, even the posh L.A. lifestyle can't fake Brooklyn out of the girl.
Yeah.
Has your mother seen these photos?
No, she's going to be disgusted in me. I know it.
Did Charlie tell you?
I think they're tasteful.
Last week, I went to LeahRemini.net.
Right.
And I scrolled down to your picture page.
Right.
And we came on the air the next day, and I told everybody to go to that page.
Oh, yeah. I got like 2,500 hits in a minute.
That's right. Why.
Well,
thank you. I wish I was selling something. I would have made some money.
You got the 7-minute abs happening, I'll tell you that right now.
I told everybody to go to the last picture on your picture page.
Right.
And then Charlie said to me he had spoken to you and that those photos were taken from this layout.
No. No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
That is just a different dirty
That's
photo.
That's a different... you know, if you want to see the rest of that photo shoot, I'll send you the picture so you can see
You're the greatest.
Would you please?
We'd
Absolutely.
Love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like killing yourself in the gym lately? Is that what you're doing?
Not at all.
I mean, you look great.
Really?
Yeah, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
You're the hottest girl in this pictorial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, thank you.
Well, come on, look at these other bitches.
Well, listen, wait, let me see. The girl who is on page, I guess would be 19. I think that's a pretty picture of her.
19, hold on, let me show it to Mike. Let me find it and show it to Mike.
She's pretty.
She got that pouty look on her face,
yeah,
the pouty lip.
Yes, that's, I mean, too much pouty.
I want to tell you something. This is...
You stand alone.
Wow, this is...
That's because you love me. If you were talking to Carly Pope, you would be
No. This is avant-garde. This is sexy. Uh-huh. This is you as close to naked as we're ever going to see you. And wow.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Wow.
Is that hard to do, those photos?
God damn, these pictures are hot.
Yeah, they're very hard to do. I mean, First of all, the one where I'm sitting on the rock on page 12, freezing my ass off.
Page 12. Oh,
falling off the rock, not
page
to mention.
12,
right.
And okay. The rock was going up my ass.
She has a tan color bikini on.
That's the look, though, right there. Mm-hmm. That's the look. That's the face.
Oh, this girl's cute. Emma Caulfield.
Hey, don't look at the other girls. Let's just analyze your pictures.
Okay, all right.
The one where you're topless, though. And look at the look on her face in the one where she's topless.
I wish my boob looked a little better in that, a little more puffy. I would have liked a little more puff.
It looks fine to me.
And I like the shorts.
You like?
Yeah, very much so.
What? Wait, what shorts?
The little plaid shorts that you're wearing.
The shorts that you're wearing in your topless photo.
Okay.
Those shorts that you're poured into.
Have you shown these pictures to anybody on King of Queens yet?
One of the executive producers is looking at it right now as we speak.
How does Angelo like the pictures?
He's not too. He's like, what are you in Playboy? What are you doing?
Yeah, I want to tell you.
But that's not Playboy. I mean, that's very cool. Yeah.
I'm not showing any vagina.
I'm telling you, if Frida did this, I would pull an OJ on her.
What did Frida say? Is she disgusted at me? What'd she say?
I would cut her head off.
What did Frida say?
She hasn't seen them. Charlie just brought these pictures. You are getting our first initial reaction to
Absolutely.
This photo layout, Leah.
All right.
And the magazine again, because I know that guys are going to be wanting to buy a Jergens hand lotion this weekend and mm-hmm. get out $6 to buy this copy of FHM for Him magazine.
Right.
Brand new magazine, right?
Yes. With very seductive photos of our friend TV's
what is
Leah Remini.
April thing? What is it?
This is
a collector's item. This is a 24 collector's edition.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, we're not actually in the magazine, I'm noticing right now.
No, you're in like a little pullout thing that's in the middle of it.
That's so guys can, you know, throw it into their briefcase or their
I gotcha. Okay.
And also, you know, when you try, a lot of times it's hard to balance an entire magazine.
Oh, God.
You know, this would be much easier to balance, say, against a pillow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on. Look at these pictures.
I think offhand they're very nice.
Thank you.
and congratulations on your show being renewed again.
Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, Charlie's the one who broke it to me.
How many more shows before, like, the big prize, you know, the syndication thing?
Well, at the end of our fourth season, we would have 100 shows.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what do you guys start next year? Your third?
We're starting our fourth.
Starting the fourth.
Well, so at the end of next season, pop the champagne because you're going to be, incredibly wealthy for the rest of your life.
No, not if I don't get points in the show. If I don't get points, I don't stand to make any money.
Do you have like a renegotiation coming up?
Uh-huh.
You do?
Uh-huh. You do. Okay.
Right? Isn't that true, Liddy? If we get sold into syndication, if I don't have points, I'm not getting anything?
No.
Not anything.
You have a good agent?
Do I have a good agent? Yes.
When they came to you and they said, we want you to be in this magazine.
Right.
And at what point did they drop the bomb on you where they said, we want you to wear really skimpy bathing suits and we want you to do one topless where we won't show everything?
Well, this is what happened. First of all, my old publicist, who is now fired, told me I was on the cover of it. So I said, I'll do the cover of it, you know? Come to find out, I show up and they're like, well, it's a possible cover, but it's probably going to be, you know, like a 5-page thing. I went, all right, well, let's go look at the clothes. So I go in this room and I'm seeing just short shorts and bathing suits.
Right.
So I go, are we doing a swimsuit edition or what? Any other clothes in the car or what? You know? he goes, no, it's going to be fabulous. We're going to do this, that, and the other thing. So I put on those little shorts that, you know, the photographer comes in. He goes, okay, I like the shorts. And I go, okay, and what top? He goes, well, let's try it without it. And he goes, yeah, you know, we'll see how it goes. And he walks out of the room.
Oh.
So I didn't want to go, I'm like, so I just went, oh, okay. Especially when they were saying, you know, like, oh, it's so great to have an actress who's just like, you know, sure.
Wow.
So I didn't want to turn around and go, well, not so sure.
Wow. So okay. You felt kind of trapped.
What I love, you know, I...
But it, I mean, you know, I wanted to do it, too. You know what I mean? You ready? Okay.
I would love to come back reincarnated as that pillow.
As what?
As the pillow. The pillow you're laying on. God, you know, these are, I'm saying this in the nicest possible way, these are nasty pictures. This is great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're very proud of you.
Yes.
All right, thank you, sweetie.
Yes, this is fantastic.
Good job.
Fantastic.
Maybe I'll get a film. I don't know.
That's great. I mean, and you know, whatever.
You could be in porno.
I mean, if nothing else, you could do
Gee, thanks.
That's a high compliment.
You could do some soft core.
Thanks.
No,
appreciate it.
No, listen. God damn, you're hot in this.
Oh, thank you, babies.
Really?
Thank you. See, I don't think I look that good, but thank you.
Oh, don't let anybody tell you
listen,
that.
Listen, Stevie Wonder just called and said he got a boner looking at these pictures, okay?
That's saying something.
Right?
And that's saying something.
Right, because you know he's blind.
Right, I got it.
What I'm saying.
There you
I
go.
I got it the first time you said it.
And once
you should explain the joke to me.
And once you get past the pictures, if you can ever get past the pictures, it's Leah's saucy mouth in the interview.
Why? Oh. I didn't even read it. Is it bad?
Well, you're dropping the S-bomb.
Where?
Let me see. Of all the people you've worked with, whom have you hated?
Where?
What page?
Page 12. Bottom of page 12.
Wait. Okay. Of all the people you've worked with, whom have you hated? No one screwed me over yet.
The View canceled me. Listen to this bull ass when they say the word. Because I was going to go on Rosie first. So I went on Rosie and said that on the air, and The View got all upset about that. But I don't give an S-H-I. Wow. You,
That's funny.
Let me see. What roles have you flat out objected to?
Yeah.
They wanted me to play a lesbian with Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you object to that?
Because I couldn't get laid.
Why in God's name?
I was a lesbian that couldn't get laid. I said, if I'm going to play a lesbian, I want to play a lesbian with some dignity who can get laid.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right. And that's the answer. The next question is, why in God's name would you pass on that role?
All right.
Leah says, why?
There it is.
Her best friend, lesbian, who can't get laid. If I'm going to play a lesbian, she's
going to
get... I got
to go. They're calling me. Can I call you back?
Well, no. We're going to be out of here. Call on Monday.
All right. I love you guys.
Great job.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Call us on Monday after we have all weekend to research these photos.
Boy, who'd have thunk it? Fantastic shots. And I guess, what's the name of the magazine one more time? Because everybody should get a look at Leah.
For
good friend,
Him
Leah
Magazine.
For Him Magazine. Pick up a copy. On newsstands now.
Right there?
Yeah, that's nip. Airbrush nipple.
That is a nipple.
Nipple that's been airbrushed.
No doubt. Leah Remini's nipple.
Mm-hmm. Some photographer got to see her boobs.
Oh, yeah. That little whore.
Oh, God.
Look at her. Look at her in this maggie. Will you look at this?
Yes.
Look at this.
You better watch that word around her.
Pretty great.
She'll fly out here and rip your tongue out by the roots.
Okay, that'd be all right with me.
Yeah, Bonnie Bernstein, different story, but she'd come out there, yeah. What? And then you get a... Wow.
Wow. Well, they're going to sell a million copies of this magazine this weekend alone.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I'm telling you, that's one hot layout.
Hot damn tamale.
Good pictures.
With Leah Remini. Okay, well, I didn't know that was coming up. Jesus Christ. Hot. Okay.
Fantastic.
Robbie, put that in my bag, please.
You're going to be weekending with it?
Yeah. You can have it on Monday.
Very good.
Or you know what? Your wife's out of town. Would you like it first?
Yeah, I'll take it for the weekend. Oh, absolutely.
Let Mike have it first.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Give it back Monday.
Absolutely.
In good shape.
Where's the sound we're looking for, Mike?
Yeah, we have my special sound.
Mike, this is Mike reading the magazine.
Hi, Don. Yeah, listen, I'm here at home. Just wanted to give you a call. I got the copy of For Him magazine. I found Leah's picture.
My goodness.
Wow. Our little girl has grown up.
Yeah, fantastic. Good for her.
Right. Well, better her than Kevin James in that magazine.
Oh, man. Well,
don't
be so quick to judge.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Leah, everybody. Buy the For Him magazine. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming.
coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Champion Lucy Juicers, Don and Mike.
All right, hold on. Right before we get to Jeff Hardy, I think we have a call about that magazine. Hello? Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I heard that lengthy little whatever argument between that you and that guy, you know, you and Don and Mike, and they never got to anything. But what I'm calling about is I've heard you say Leah and your wife, Frida, are good friends, and they understand, and Frida understands. But how can you sit up there and talk about how you would probably turn Leah inside out and then take her from there and say that? And
say, what do you mean take
say that?
What do you mean take her from there? Describe.
You know, I mean, I think you would. I think you could have Leah like a lollipop, and then you sit here and you say those things, and Frida has hears that. No wonder you give her everything. She deserves everything.
A Frida supporter.
There you go.
Thank you, ma'am. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Yes, I am a Frida supporter.
God bless you, ma'am.
I want to tell you something. I would have sex with your throat, except I'm sure I'd get cancer on my penis.
Oh, oh really?
Really?
Well, how can you say that when you don't even know what you're talking about?
Okay.
I was just going on your vocal qualities.
Oh, well, then you don't understand that I'm just an alto boy.
Oh, yeah.
I think it has to do with, what is it, Marge? What is it?
Hey, Rob has a message for
you. My lady?
Rob?
By any chance, are you the blowhole lady? Have you called lots of times before?
I don't believe so.
Oh, yes.
Now, blowhole, is that like a whale thing?
No, that's a lady who smokes so much that she had to have the blowhole carved in her throat there.
And when you laugh,
oh, no, you're mistaken. That's someone in the Washington, D.C. area that comes in and exposes their blowhole to you.
Polly. I am sorry.
Well, listen, don't you worry about Frida. She's fine.
Is she okay?
She's fine.
Because, see, I'm taking up for her, and
we're aware of that.
If she'll no one else does,
have a happy weekend.
She will fight her own battle.
Have a lovely weekend.
Fight her own good. Yeah,
have a lovely
you.
Weekend.
Goodbye. Is this the dude who knew about the magazine?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the dude who knew about the magazine? Hello? Is this the guy who knew about the magazine?
No.
Who's this?
Oh, I know. I was ringing. Like you guys had this bee in your bonnet about the pig being killed on Survivor.
Nope.
I'm sorry. That's not the guy.
Let's get another show.
Is this the guy who had the thing about the magazine?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Okay. What do you have about the magazine?
I don't have anything about the magazine. I just wondered if it's the one with Shannon Elizabeth on the cover there.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yep. Yeah. That's the one.
Excellent. I gotta go grab that.
All right. Do that. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Don't we have some late breaking news there? But as usual, we didn't. But we do have a Friday favorite.
We are now on JFK with cash for you and me. For Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
And now let's tell you, as fresh from today's headlines.
Hold on there. Hey, Spook the Bee here.
We want to welcome color commentator for the XFL.
Color commentator from the state of Minnesota. I'd appreciate it if you would identify me as the governor.
Governor Jesse Ventura. Jesse the Mind.
Oh, it's great to be here. How you doing, Buzz?
Good, Jesse. Good to see you.
So, what do you think of the XFL kicking ass, taking names, huh?
I think it sucks, man.
What do you mean it sucks? This week, we're going to have big cameras in the cheerleaders' dressing rooms. How about that, huh? Don't buy that, huh? Yes, sirree, it's going to be fantastic. But on a serious note, yes. I got to support the people of Minnesota and take care of business. That's why I get back to Minnesota after the games, and I do as much as I can possibly do for the people of Minnesota, because that's my first job.
Jesse?
Yeah.
Governor?
Governor Ventura, yes.
What's the capital of Minnesota?
I must be having some kind of brain fart. You're trying to F me up again like you did last...
No.
St. Paul! There you go. St. Paul.
What's the other half of the Twin Cities?
The other half of the Twin Cities.
They're side by side.
You should,
you're off across the river.
Your office is in St. Paul.
Oh, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Across the street. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to F with me.
No, I'm not.
You're trying to F with me. You're trying to get me to use bad language now that I'm the governor of the state of Minnesota. I'll tell you right now, Don, it's not going to happen at all. It's not going to happen because, you know, I know you're one of the small groups of peoples out here that say that I don't have a brain, and how could I possibly have been elected governor? But the truth is, Don, I'm a bright guy who's doing a pretty darn good job in the state of Minnesota, and I'm doing a pretty good job as an announcer for this great football league with lots of injuries.
All right, here is the here's a trick question. How do you spell XFL?
It's simple.
It's a trick question.
EXFL. Is that the way?
Huh? Is that your final answer? How do you spell?
I got the ad here. I got the ad right here.
Okay.
That's how you spell it right there.
Okay, what are those letters?
I can't read. You knew that, didn't you? You know I can't read. I haven't been able to read for years.
But if
the... I'm a governor who can't read.
But it's still
I exposed the great American tragedy. A governor who can't read. But I know my football, and I can sure talk. I can talk till I'm blue in the face about the people of Minnesota who aren't going to take the crap. And my platform in the state of Minnesota is the most solid of any of the other governors. My issues are solid.
What are your issues in Minnesota?
Huh?
What are your issues in Minnesota?
Hey, got to, first of all, every kid wants to be happy.
That's an issue?
Every kid, you know, wants to be happy and hopefully get the, you know, the schooling to get him a job. And then he'll contribute to the workforce. And after that, I think, you know, people have criticized me, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I like to make people happy. Okay? I like to make people happy, Don.
What about the roads and the infrastructure of the state of Minnesota? Infrastructure.
The infrastructure.
Is that what I said? I say it wrong, too?
I'd like you to be on my cabinet. I swear to God, I know. But can I say something
the
about the infrastructure of the state of Minnesota, for which I'm so proud? And, you know, lots of people say, Governor Ventura, how can you do an XFL game and still pay attention to the infrastructure, whatever, of the state? And I said, no problem. The structure is sound. I've walked those roads. I've driven those roads. They're good roads. They're made out of, like, concrete. And they don't crack. And, you know, it's cold and roads crack. And I tell you, my campaign promises if there's a crack in the road, by golly, I'm going to know where it is. In the entire state of Minnesota, I'm not just going to be out there ice fishing or something. You know, people think I'm not a bright guy. But the fact is, I could be the next president of the United States. If Arnold can be governor, I can be the president of the United States. Let me just mention, though, Saturday at 8 p.m. on NBC, we got a great one with the New York, New Jersey Hitmen at the San Francisco Demons at 4 p.m. And then at 7 p.m., it's the Los Angeles Extreme against the Birmingham Thunderbolts. That's good football. No bump and run, less hype, more football. The XFL, Dad.
Now, this seems to be, I see the ad that you're looking at in the newspaper.
I know you're going to talk about the ad. I read your mind. I'm a bright guy.
This is a total turnaround from the way the XFL originally came out. What they're saying now is...
What do you mean? A turnaround, the Sunday doubleheader?
No.
Huh?
When the XFL came out, they said, you're going to be able to knock a receiver down anywhere on the field. We're going to have nonstop hype, and it's going to be more than football. Now they're saying they're adding the bump and run. There's going to be less hype and more real football.
I know what you are.
What?
I know what you are.
What am I?
You're a naysayer. You're a naysayer, Don. If I listen to all the naysayers, I'll tell you, know where I'd be?
Where?
I'd be a former wrestler on a pig farm. I'd be a former wrestler out at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Reno, Nevada, saying, these girls are hot.
Hey, when we were out there a couple of weeks ago, they have a sign with your name saying, best ranch I've ever been to.
Sure.
Jesse Ventura.
Sure. I went to the whorehouse, and we had a good time. There were lots of girls, and they all wanted me because I had big bulging muscles. But, you know, I said they're hot, and they want to put it on their wall. It's a free country. I just can't stop shaking my head back and forth.
How are the other governors treating you?
What's that, Don?
How are the other governors treating you?
Oh, the other governors are fine. The other governors are interested how a guy like me can rise to the heights of American politics. And, you know, I like to share my insight that I get down on the level of the people. And I get to communicate with the people, and that's what they have to do. It's real important that they come out of their ivory towers. Yeah, and then walk down where the people had their hands in the dirt and communicate with them. And it's important that, you know, as a governor, I'm in touch. And when they ask me, why can you be a, hey, Jesse, how do you be an announcer for the XFL and then go and be the governor? I said, I got to make a living. I don't exist on just the governor's salary.
How many states? How many states are there in the union?
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
50.
Could you name them?
Surely.
Go.
Maine. Hawaii. Cleveland. Oh, yeah, hold on.
You're doing great.
Maine, Hawaii, Cleveland. Wait, give me a second. I'll do all 50. I pride myself on that. I do that in the classrooms.
All right, that's three.
Cleveland. Carnival.
Okay, that's four.
Outback.
Five. 45 to go.
Cincinnati.
All right, I tell you what. Give me just four more.
All right.
Then all you have to do is name 10 of the 50 states. That's where you've named six.
All right, the next four, you want me with the four more?
Four more.
Okay. I got this one. St. Louis. Hold on a second.
Okay, that's seven.
I got to go to south part of the country. Now.
Yeah,
south part.
Right, give me the last three states.
Bismarck. Bismarck.
All right, two more states.
Minnesota.
All right, well, that was a given, okay.
And Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Thank you there. All right. Is the testing part over? I think I showed you who's boss on that particular event. But if you want to test me, I can handle it. I can dish out whatever you got, and I'll handle it as best I can because I'm that kind of guy. I never shirk my responsibilities as a governor, as an announcer, or as a SEAL. There you go.
Spell Minnesota.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Spell Mississippi.
Can't do that. Never memorize that. That's not in the book that I memorize when I'm speeching.
Spell Minnesota again.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. I know it's a tough one. It's got lots of S's and B's in it.
I know it, Jesse.
But I got it right there. And I urge everybody to come up to M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I and see the governor and really come out and have a good time and enjoy some of our northern pike. It's tasty if it's fried.
Minnesota is the land of how many lakes?
Oh, 100 million. I don't know. We got tons. They're all stocked with big fish. I fished on a lot of them.
Don't you see the license plates?
Yeah.
The license plates say land of...
100 lakes.
You're right again.
I tell you, that's a good license plate. It's good to be known for that. And
you know your
state.
To
come up. I know my state. I would not have been elected if I didn't know my state. And let me tell you about my state. They love the XFL. That's why they're telling me no more. They said Governor Ventura. Listen, while you're making all your laws that are going to make it a better place to live, why don't you get rid of that bump and run and have less hype and more football. And then put a camera in the cheerleaders' locker room between the halves. And, hey, that'll be special.
And what are we
I lobby for more Bush.
Okay, so you want to see some Bush.
They won't do it. NBC's a bunch of tight asses. They don't understand the psyche of the American male. I went in to Dick Ebersol personally. I said, you got to get a camera in there and show a vagina or two, and that'll get everybody all riled up. Watch what happens to these numbers. And he says, the rules prohibit us showing any Bush, Jesse. And I said, I'll tell you right now, you show a big hair pie up on that screen, you'll triple your ratings, and I'll be back tenfold with the biggest announcing team. I'll go in there and I'll talk to the girls while they're bottomless.
What is the country that borders Minnesota to the north?
I'll tell you right now, I pay attention to the issues of Minnesota, and I'm not into the international scene. That's better for people that are much more skilled, and that's what they know.
It might not even border it exactly, but it's right up there by the Great Lakes. What is the major foreign country
north of Minnesota?
Directly to the north of Minnesota.
Okay, that would be Norway. Right. They got a hell of a ski team.
So I want to tell you something.
Their athletes are fantastic. Mm-hmm. They've got a hell of a ski team, and that's as exciting as a camera in the girls' locker room.
I'm blown away by your incredible knowledge.
I have incredible knowledge on a variety of subjects, Don.
How do you feel about President Clinton?
He's a good president, and I think the four more years are going to show that the scandals he had, you know, you don't pay attention to those things. Everybody's got a few demons in their closets, and they ought to just get out of the closet and tell them that they're fags.
What about the pardons?
Huh?
What about the pardons?
Those are good. I'm all for the pardons. When I get up out of a chair, when I see a lady standing at a door, I hold it wide open for her. I believe in that. That's what's wrong with kids today. They don't know how to do the polite thing, you know, and say please and thank you. I'd like more eggs, please.
What are your feelings on the school shootings?
I don't like shootings. Guns are bad. And I think that the guns in the wrong hands can cause a lot of hurt.
Can you tell me what city most recently had the outbreak of a student going crazy with a gun?
The city?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Massachusetts, right?
Yes, just this past Tuesday, I believe it was.
That's a beautiful city, too, I'll tell you right now. Or it might have been Dublin. I'm not sure, but it was a bad place, and there was hell to pay. Right. There'll be hell to pay if I happen to get my hands on any of those kids.
On the average,
I'll throw them with a pile driver. I'll drive their upper vertebrae into the base of their skull, and they won't be doing that to nobody no more no how.
On the average human being.
On the average human, how many bones?
No. How many digits on the average human being?
It depends on whether they got pockets or not.
How many digits on the average human being?
It depends on how many they're carrying.
There's one standard answer that we're looking for. How many digits on the average human being?
Digits. Are you giving me an intelligence test?
No.
I'll pass it. I'll pass it with flying colors. Digits. I would assume those are your eyes. Two.
Two
digits a person. How about my baby brown digits? Aren't they nice? Or maybe one digit. Maybe it's your Duke.
Is it
your Duke hole?
It's
tell me it's your Duke hole.
It's not your Duke
hole. Would you like to see the governor's Duke hole?
No,
I'll show it to you.
No, thanks.
You sure you wouldn't like to look at my purple starfish?
No, I don't want
to. I used to have a move called the purple starfish.
Oh, no.
I farted in my opponent's face, and then I'd drive him right into the turnbuckle. He hated it. Said, Jesse, don't eat your chili before you come up here. There you go. Would you like to see the governor's Duke hole?
On the average person.
Yes.
How many fingers and toes?
I'll count my own.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13.
Fingers and toes. That's how many. That's how many I have. And they're webbed.
I counted 13 fingers and only 2 toes on.
I can swim really fast. I was the only SEAL in my regiment not to require flippers. I got webbed toes. They're kind of like all melded together, but I can swim just like a dolphin.
Jesse, finally, what would you say to those who say that your entire time in office has been a joke, and there's no way that you'll be reelected as governor of Minnesota?
I'd say to them, if they're really going to open their eyes and look at me, keep laughing as your taxes are going to go up, and keep laughing as your law people are taking care of crime, and kiss my ducal. That's what I'd tell them.
Finally,
I'd say laugh all the way to your tax breaks, and laugh all the way to your better educations and schools, and laugh all the way to your better sewage treatment plan.
If we had a 25% flat tax
right on
in this country.
I'm very for that, incidentally. I don't know if I've told you that, but I'm very for the 25% flat tax.
Okay.
Or maybe even 15%, or how about zero? Who needs a tax anyway?
Right.
I mean, it's all the government ripping people off. Who needs taxes?
If we had a 20...
I'll pay my own salary with my job as an announcer for the SFL on NBC.
If there was a 25% flat tax,
yeah,
how much money would be taken out of each dollar? If there was 25% taken out of every dollar, how much would the average American get if there was 25% taken out?
A whole lot, a whole mess of change. That's for sure. Out of each dollar, you'd have... A quarter or two, maybe.
How many quarters are in a dollar?
You know, you're trying to make me seem like I'm not smart. And I'll tell you right now, I got an answer to your question.
What's the answer?
Lick my ducal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean it. This isn't productive. We're not doing any good here. You're just trying to say, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. The people of Minnesota have spoken, and they've told me I know what I'm talking about, Mr. Man.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Jesse, we're going to play a low-budget Jeopardy right now.
Jeez, look at the ass on her.
Oh, you look at those pictures of Leah Remini?
That's great.
Go to the previous page.
I hate that.
What?
When they airbrush out her nipple.
Phone number is 877.
God damn it.
365-3636.
That's what I told them on the cheerleader locker room show. Show nipples and bush. You'll triple your ratings or I'm not the governor of Minnesota.
We'll take the first call because we do have a returning champion now.
I got a pinch of loaf.
All right, you got time during the commercials.
Can I do it in here?
No, go in the bathroom and do it.
Okay, kiss my duke.
Okay, be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Providing the soundtrack to your thunderous orgasm, the Don and Mike Show.
Everything come all right, Jesse?
I'm okay now. Saturday at 8 p.m., the Outlaws at the Rage. Halftime special in the cheerleaders' locker room. Balls to the wall.
You know, nobody's watching that.
I'm aware of that.
Not even me.
I wish that I could say I'm responsible, but, you know, we have to get better players that aren't such a big bag of pussies. That's the problem. I said that. I said to Dick Ebersole, I said, Dick, get this big bag of pussies off the field and bring in some real football players or maybe just some bikers. And then you'll see real carnage. It'll be a lot more exciting, guys.
But you're making good money doing those games, right?
I make a significant amount of change that supplements my rather meager governor's salary.
How much do you make per game, do you know?
$25 a game.
Wow.
That's good.
Cash or check?
Check.
Check.
Taxes taken out. It sucks. I don't get compensated like I should, but that's okay. I get to meet all the players and cheerleaders. Yeah.
Governor Ventura, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Well, I'd be glad to, Don.
You do have that thing with your head where you bounce it around a lot.
Well, I'm just feeling good and happy and kind of cocky, you know, since the election. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is Kim Phelps. She's a paint store clerk from Reno, Nevada. Let's say hi to Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Hello.
And now, entering the studio is our returning champion. He's a security guard. I bet you got some big guns on you. Let's say hi to Jay Helicki.
Hello, Jay.
How's it going?
Jay, being our returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion, can you tell us how it changed your life, please?
Oh, I've been approached by everybody asking me how I got on.
You're killing me. And now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Hey, Kim and Jay, don't F with LQ.
Don't screw with LQ.
Hey, whatever. Kiss my Duke. And say hi to Ali.
Hi, LQ.
Rebecca Geronimo.
Thank you. Hi, Kim. Hi, Jay. Listen, kids, don't forget to answer it in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on ties. Who find Mr. Guy? Call me Alex. Alex, we're playing the game with this LQ Lord Quizmaster, and always call him. What are you doing, a Michael J. Fox impression over there or something?
I can't stop my head from shaking.
Jesse Ventura.
Hey, how are you?
And here are your categories.
And they are. Now, Jesse, don't pick your nose.
I didn't pick my nose. I had an itch.
You're eating it.
It tastes good. It tastes like Jesse.
Here's your category. I believe you're the first elected official on the show to
Who ate his boogers?
Yes, dude. Whoever ate his own snot.
I'm sorry about that. There was a hair in it. Sorry.
Here are your categories, kids. They are thing like Team Bubblegum Stars. NFL free agent quarterbacks, where did they go?
Oh, man.
Old man.
The Sopranos.
Oh, glory, man.
New on home video.
That's a good one.
And Jesse's favorite, states and capitals.
That's my favorite category because it's educational.
Okay, so here you go. One more time, kids. They are sing like Team Bubblegum Stars.
Sing.
Sing.
Hey, okay.
NFL free agent quarterbacks, that's where did they
good,
go?
That's a good category. Where did they go?
Sopranos.
Duke Land.
New on home video.
I don't like The Sopranos.
Why?
Stupid show.
Why? It's a great show.
Dumb.
What's dumb about it?
They don't have any guns. Nobody gets shot enough.
The Sopranos?
I hate that crap. I mean, all it's talk about is mother. I turned it off. I put on roller derby.
And states and capitals. Kim. Kim from Reno. You are a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Sopranos for one, please. LQ.
These are so easy.
Here we go. I guess she didn't listen to the governor.
The state the Sopranos live in.
What is New Jersey?
Righto.
$1. Congratulations. Select again, Kim.
Sopranos for two, please.
Name of Tony's strip club.
Oh.
Boy, that was a sound. It sounded like something bad. Hey, Jay, your chance to steal.
What is bada bing?
You know, Jesse, that sound that she made sounded like it could have been a VBF.
Yeah, coming out of her duke.
Yeah. Well, no, a VBF wouldn't come out of her duke.
Oh, I know where it would come out.
Yeah.
Down there.
A vaginal blood fart.
You're killing me. That's damn funny. I'd slap your back if I could get over to you, but I can't. All right, Jay. You're in control.
Sopranos for three.
Name of the owner of Tony's neighborhood restaurants.
Huh? Hey, Kim, it's your chance to steal.
Name of Sopranos restaurant.
Hey, Kim, you're not getting any help, are you?
Yeah, hey. Ixnay on the awking day there,
you okay? That's cheating. You know what we used to do to seals who cheated?
What?
We'd kick them right in their bean bags.
Arthur Bucco. That was the name of the restaurant.
Arthur Bucco.
We were looking for
hey,
Arthur
Jay, Bucco. You're in control.
LQ, I'll take states and capitals for one.
Beautiful. It is the capital of the great state of Rhode Island.
What is Providence?
Wrong.
Right.
Okay, sorry. All right, Jay, you're in control again.
States and capitals for two.
Capital of Nebraska.
What is Lincoln?
Wrong.
Nope, he's right again, Jess.
Sorry, Jay. $2 for you.
States and capitals for three.
Capital of Vermont.
What is Montpelier?
Wrong.
Oh, right, he got it right.
Okay. You do it your way, I'll do it mine. All right, Jay, you're in control still.
I'll take NFL free agents for one.
All right, great. These are quarterbacks that have gone from one team to another team.
Okay, that's tough.
Brad Johnson went from the Washington Redskins to...
Who are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Wrong.
He's right.
No, it was the New York, New Jersey Hitmen.
No, it wasn't.
In my perfect world. All right, you're in control, Jay.
I'll take NFL free agents for two, please.
Elvis Gerback from the Kansas City Chiefs to...
Who are the Baltimore Ravens?
Wrong. No, they went to the Birmingham Thunderbolts.
Huh?
Okay, no, you're right, Jay. Okay, you go again, please.
I'll take NFL free agents for three, please.
John Kitna went from the Seattle Seahawks to...
Who are the Cincinnati Bengals?
Buzzer got him.
Hey, Kim, it's your chance to steal.
Not a clue.
Didn't you hear what he said?
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Cincinnati. It's Cincinnati Bengals.
No, it was the Las Vegas Outlaws.
No, those are XFL teams.
You're right. I'm promoting them. Hey, you're in control there, Jay Helicki.
I'll take new on home video for one, please.
All right, all these videos out this weekend. Stars Robert De Niro.
What is Meet the Parents?
Right.
$1. That movie's a hoot.
New on home video for two, please.
Hey, Jesse.
Yes, Don.
I'll be watching.
Hold on, I know it.
I'll.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep poking
Christ.
Yourself in the eye.
I'll be watching you. God, that cracked me up. That was a funny film.
Okay. For two, here we go on home video. Stars Cameron Crowe.
What is Almost Famous?
Correct again.
$2 for Jay. Select again, please. You're having quite a game.
New on home video for three.
Stars Richard Dreyfuss and Burt Reynolds.
What is The Crew?
Jesus.
$3. We got a brainy guy here with all his money.
This guy should run for governor of Minnesota. He is cleaning us out.
Hey, I get that joke. All right, Jay, you're still in control.
I'll take the team stars for one, please.
All right, now on this one,
yeah.
Don't forget, in the form of a question, but you must sing the song like the teenage star, okay?
Yeah, wow us with your breathtaking ability.
For one, Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again.
What is Oops, I Did It Again?
That's too damn good, Jay.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Hey, where's Charlie? Is he coming by?
I played the wrong tape.
That's a good kid.
I know you like Charlie.
Wish he lived in Minnesota. I'd give him a job in my cabinet. Great minds, my friend. Charlie'd be a good boy. I'd make him chief dog catcher. I got the uniform picked out for him.
I bet you do.
That's right, a big furry hat and shorts.
Jay, go again.
Team stars for two, please.
In sync, Bye Bye Bye.
What is Bye Bye Bye?
I'm sorry. I'm going to give her a chance to get in the game.
Hey, Kim, can you sing it better?
No, I don't listen to that shite.
Hey, all right. She's got a lot of brass. Shite.
All right, I tried to give her a chance to
go. I like that. That's the old English pronunciation.
All right.
Okay, you're in control, Jay.
Team stars for three, please.
All right, the last question on the big board. The Backstreet Boys. As Long As You Love Me.
What is As Long As You Love Me?
Hey, Kim, your chance to steal.
I didn't hear the song.
Well, I gave her a chance. Did she get any money during this game?
She got
herself.
Hey, I was going to say that, Kim. You got yourself a dollar, and you're going to the next round.
Oh, all right. I'm just trying to help her out there.
Way
all
to
right.
go, Kim.
She got a buck. So they're both coming back for final love.
Yeah,
effort.
Nobody has to kiss your duke.
Right. I've never asked for anybody to kiss my duke.
That's just what I say when you're bringing up the rear.
Okay.
So to speak.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Leah Remini.
Urinated on the stage. Uh-huh. And invited people to come up and...
Lisa.
How to put it delicately. I guess there's no way.
Oh, my
to
God.
To conduct a gynecological examination.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's,
Proudly inviting all of America to eat their bun. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That was your man.
Funny, man.
That was your man, Jesse Helms, there.
Jesse Helms, a good legislator, a guy that makes an awful lot of sense. I don't mind telling you. He makes a lot of... Ow!
What's wrong?
Roy. Bad one.
We're going to play Final Love at Jeopardy now, Jesse. Oh,
man, okay.
Let me know if you need Rob to come over and pop those roids for
you. No need to pop. I tried that when I was in the SEALs.
Hey, Kim.
I almost drowned in my bunk.
Hey, Kim and Jay.
Yes.
ALQ.
We're going to play Final Love at Jeopardy now. And here is your category. Was you more about your roids?
I just flashing back when that happened. Never pop a roid. Man, I almost died in that gooey mess. It was horrible.
On the CD charts, that is your category. And here we go.
Yeah.
After 4 weeks at number one,
Jesus.
This week Shaggy was replaced in the top spot by this band's...
You're going to see me cry.
...brand new CD in its first week of release. Okay? Top of the charts. After 4 weeks at number one, this week's Shaggy's CD was replaced in the top spot by this band's brand new CD out in its first week of release. Give me the band's name in the form of a question and... Good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy, get tickets to my new Minnesota theme park, Venturama. Venturama is fun for the whole family, featuring the Jesse, the world's largest and loudest roller coaster. Go whitewater rafting on Bald Mountain and thrill to the steroid. And then wet your whistle in the Governor's Mouth Saloon. Venturama, it'll be bigger than Disney. Every person in the door gets a free can of Nightcrawlers. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex for Venturama. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse. Your roids are killing you, right?
I'm in pain. I got pain. I tell you right now, and I'm wearing a truss.
All right, let's go to Kim first. Kim, replace Shaggy as the number one CD this week in its first week of release.
Hey, oh. Kim, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. What is the Dave Matthews Band?
That is correct.
Way to go. Yeah. You double your score, and after we awakened you from your slumber.
Now, Jay, you can win if you have the right answer.
I said, who is Aerosmith?
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. That means that Kim Phelps, who had no correct answers, is our new low-budget champion.
That's right. The new Dave Matthews album, which is pretty good, opened at number one this week, and that means Kim... You came in with $1, and you are the big wiener. Jesse, please tell Kim the shite lady what she's won money-wise, and Jay, your prize is Jay. Don't go away, man. Just go away. Here's the Governor of Minnesota.
You double your score to $2, Kim. We throw in a bonus of 25 for a total of 27, huh?
That's good, Jesse.
And then the other guy, Jay, you get $49, which you won already, and you get to keep it, and here are your prizes.
No, this is the hard part, Jesse.
I'll do it this time.
All right, come on. Well, you practiced all during the commercials.
All right, you ready, Jay?
Yep.
You have won a You have won a
Sopranos.
Prize pack. Don't miss the Sopranos this Sunday night at 9 p.m. only on Hobo. Soundtracks in stores now. But wait.
There's more.
You have won a box of Loose Kentucky. Loose Kentucky.
See, it's L-U-C-K-Y. Lucky.
Lie. Lucky.
What?
Lucky. Lucky. Lucky chair. Lucky chairs.
The Lucky Charms.
All right. Cereal. I know how to pronounce that one. Happy Stupak. Stupat. Happy Stupat. Stupat. Rick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
From Gene. From Gene? Round Miles. Gene Rye Miles.
General Mills.
Thanks a lot, Jay, and thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
All right, good going.
Nice talking to you. Kim, see you next week.
Good going, Al.
Have I love you, Dawn.
I love you. Thank you, honey. And listen, Jesse, hope those roids get better.
I do, too. I'm on fire down there. My Duke is burning a hole in my pants.
Well, Jesse, good luck with the XFL.
I hope so. Remember, we're going to show the locker room where the cheerleaders are putting their panties on.
Right, and good luck with the state of Minnesota. One more time before you leave.
Yeah.
Would you just spell Minnesota?
M-I-N. S-S-I-P-P-I.
Thank you, Jesse.
God bless you.
Always remember and never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Boron Incorporated and is distributed by Corn World.
No, King World.
King World.
Right?
Yeah. Ow.
Ow. He had the roids in his fish ass.
I guess so.
Well, he's a big man that probably strains a lot.
His ass was burning.
Time now for the news and the comments with Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
The resentful Buzz. And what is your lead story tonight on the news and comments, Buzz?
Tonight, America gets its first breastfeeding governor.
Really?
Yes.
Did we just have him on?
No.
No, okay.
Stay tuned for news tuned. And comments.
Producing
coming
comment.
Up coming on the up. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. What?
In the lobby.
Oh, a woman to be measured?
Yes.
Wow, already?
Already. Well, right. The appointments I made were from yesterday until next Friday.
Well, bring her in right now, then.
Okay.
Bring her in.
Very good.
Yeah. So we can get the Buzz's news uninterrupted here.
Excellent. There's always time to measure.
You know, we've got the small breast contest a week from Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The five smallest breasts that come in and take off their shirts and get measured, mm-hmm. they're going to go on this herbal new bust drug.
Mm-hmm. Now, are we measuring cup size, too? And how do you measure that?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to have Lisa do it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the only way that I know is with my hands.
Yeah.
But, you know, Frida does not mind me looking at pictures of Leah. I know
right?
She would mind me
absolutely
cupping a girl's bra. So
sure.
Lisa's going to be doing the...
How do you measure cup size, Lisa?
Well, I figured we would get a couple measurements. I don't know exactly how we want to do this. We're going to have to measure this way, horizontally across the breast.
I just lost my train of thought.
All right, let's say hi to our first contestant. What's your name?
Casey.
Hi, Casey. Where are you from?
Silver Spring.
I'll tell you, very attractive woman.
Very, very uh-huh. pretty, which is makes it, you know, more fun.
Thank you.
Very nice smell. They're certainly nicer smelling than Kevin Pollak was.
Yes, absolutely.
And what size do you now fit into? What size bra?
I'm a 34, somewhere between an A and a B. Used to be a B, and it's just going away.
Would you be willing to take part in the all-natural, herbal, new bust thing?
Definitely.
Okay, and so that intrigued you when you heard that on the radio
the
other day?
Yeah.
Right, very good.
I was the one who had the roommate who did the donkey basketball, and I had to stay at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was your roommate that did the donkey basketball, did she have big, beautiful breasts?
Yeah, they're pretty
was
big and beautiful.
She a tanned woman?
Yes,
very I remember her. You do, too. There was one woman in that donkey basketball game that we both,
Mike,
that everybody was commenting.
The only woman I remember, her name was Kate. Okay, if you wouldn't mind.
Charlie, you remember her name? Charlie remembers her, too, anyway.
I don't remember her name, but I think she had on a red bikini.
I thought it was yellow.
Really?
Yeah. Who knows? It's a memory. Right.
Well, what we need you to do now, if you don't mind, is to disrobe. Disrobe from the top.
All right, very good.
So we can actually see.
Yeah, we've got the...
We have our sex music going.
Yeah, there are breasts there, you know what I mean?
Well, she's got a see-through shirt on, and
right.
She's not like she's got nothing, but you got to take the shirt off, too,
though. Oh, no, it's coming up, but I'm right.
Matte. Even matte
with
these. It's, no, it's a lovely outfit. I mean,
shirt matches.
Your top
underpants.
Matches your lingerie.
Very
I mean,
nice.
Fantastic.
Here we go.
Okay, here,
wow.
And here we go.
We're ready.
Drum roll. And...
But now, listen. See, that's small, but not, like, non-existent small, and not unattractive.
Pretty.
Very pretty.
Let's measure them, though.
Uh-huh.
Lisa,
they're muscular. It's not tissue.
There's tone there. I think the product could be helpful.
All right. Now, Lisa, please measure the breasts. Do you think Lisa knows what she's doing on this?
There's anything I can do to
help. Sure, sure doesn't look like it right now.
I have no idea.
Can I hold something?
I'll go from one side to the other first.
Wish we could be more subjective and just say, yeah, you're in.
Yeah, well, she is.
You know, I
but just for our records.
Sure.
Okay, from one side of her left breast to the other side of her right breast, she is 41 centimeters.
Turn it over.
16 inches.
Well, shouldn't you go all the way around?
Down small.
I mean, because that's how you get the real measurement there.
Oh, now, like caref- 30 be careful with her nipples there.
It is cold. That does add at least a quarter of an inch.
We don't want any... We don't want any paper cuts.
Okay, here we go.
Charlie's being so helpful.
They are now wrapping the tape around her entire torso.
Well, that's how you get the, like, the 34... What is it?
33...
33 and a half.
33 and a
33
half.
33 and a half.
Very good. So then we'll, that'll be the measurement. We'll see 33 and a half. And then you'll have to tell us the cup size increase. You know, that's what you'll have to tell us.
So we'll need to see you, Charlie. I'll give you the appointment. Monday, the 19th, that's when everybody gets all the pills.
And you'll have to share with us if you get, you know, you say, well, you're between a B and an A right now.
Yeah.
So you'll have to say, hey, if you go up to a C, it'll be, you know, a big deal.
Okay. Right. And then I can come to the Las Vegas-style shows and...
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. I put glitter on for you guys. Can you see the glitter?
Oh, wow. Very
nice glitter.
I can't see the glitter.
I got news for you. You can come to a Las Vegas-style show
hey,
now.
Boss. Listen, boss. You. You know what? Don't you get plenty of poontang on this show? You know,
I want to play.
You see the guy sit over there the whole time, and he's giving me the hand signals like, turn her around. Around.
Yes, got to do his own soliciting there. Absolutely.
Yeah, turn her around.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, and I hope it works for you.
Thank you. I do, too.
We will see you.
Much,
listen, you're fine without it.
Really.
You know, this is what I'm hoping every contestant looks like.
Mm-hmm. You want to play? Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's Angela Harris, new bust, the herbal remedy, 1-800-731-9910 if you're interested in the product.
Excellent.
The big show is going to be Monday the 19th when the five girls selected will come down. You've already been measured, you're in, but we'd like you to come back on the 19th anyway.
Very good.
Beautiful. Very nice meeting you.
Thank you
Thank
so
you
much.
And I will return.
Thank you.
Thank
See
you.
Bye-bye.
Good job.
Bye-bye.
Good first contestant.
Yeah. We're going to really troll for this next week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I know Lisa's in... Oh, and wait until Lisa has to go through that examination.
Yes.
And that girl's in, so we got at least three more spots.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know when we're doing it. Now, Buzz.
Yes.
The news and the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Something about a governor?
Breastfeeding.
Yes.
Ties right in.
Speaking of breasticles, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Are your utmost concern, the Don and Mike Show.
I know, listen, we're running out of time today. We've rescheduled Rabe's birthday party for Monday.
All right.
With the Two Girl Live sex show.
Very good.
That's on Monday. Also on Monday's episode, speaking of geniuses, Body by Jake Steinfeld.
All right.
Also next week, the fat guy from Subway who's not fat anymore. He's coming in to tell us about all the poontang he's getting. Excellent. We go back on in Greenville, South Carolina, Wednesday. I got to get details on this. The station down there, our new station, is flying Dennis Murphy in simply to flip the switch.
Wow. Exciting.
Yeah, right.
Cut the ribbon.
Worthless. Totally worthless.
Good.
That they're flying him in.
Yeah, and will he have our... Was he supposed to have our gifts today?
He was. That's a good memory, Mike.
Absolutely.
That's a good memory. Plus, we'll talk about our St. Patrick's Day show. And we'll talk more about the breast contest. We've got at least two more contestants on the phone now.
Excellent. And I'm going to be on Monday night, right?
Monday night, your voice, yes, just like when I did the voiceover thing?
Yeah, I think it's a Keith Jackson. That's what they tell me. It's a Keith Jackson impression while he's watching TV.
We're taping it. You'll hear it on Tuesday.
Very good.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
When do I come in to get measured for the contest?
Honey, any single time. Hold on a second.
Okay.
One of our girls will give you an appointment.
Okay.
You got small ones?
Little ones.
Little ones, okay.
Real little.
All right, hold on.
Little bitty ones.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hi, you got little ones too?
Very little. I've got that last lady beat, totally.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, you got to come down and get measured.
How do I find out?
You'll set it up with Mr. Charles Broyhill.
Okay, great.
Hold on, please. Dr. Broyhill will be right with you.
Dr. Broyhill is taking appointments now.
Dr. B and the women. Hello, Don and Mike. Oops. All right, we lost one there. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, what issue of For Him magazine was it? For
how old are you?
Leo Remedy.
I'm just some little kid.
You're a child.
How old are you?
Yeah.
So you have to wait till you call back when you're 18.
How old are you?
12. Do you want to talk to my dad?
12. Your dad, yes.
Yeah, put your dad on.
Hey, guys.
It's okay with you for your 12-year-old to listen to the show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I hope you ride that volume control.
All right.
Yeah, I'm on it.
What do you need?
I was just a tower looking at FHM magazine, the April edition, and I didn't see Leah.
No, it's an insert inside the magazine.
Oh.
The magazine's one of those that comes like in a plastic bag.
And the insert is inside of it, right? It's actually got in its own little envelope.
Yes, it's actually a magazine inside the magazine.
Magazine in a magazine.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Okay, goodbye.
Appreciate it.
Have a nice weekend. Thank you.
All right. I'm
going to
go get my beach towel right now.
All right. Goodbye. That's good with the boy there.
Jesus.
And now here's Buzz. Buzz brought to you tonight by Egars.com. Visit Egars.com. Check out the great deals on Punch and Hoyo de Monterey 5-packs, 5 cigars as little as $9.95. 4 super premium cigars for $18.95. Order online. Call them up at 877-81-EGARS. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. And yes, it's true. America's about to get its first ever breastfeeding governor. In Massachusetts, the actual governor is about to be made an ambassador to Canada. So the lieutenant governor steps into the job, and she's pregnant. So an old men's bathroom in the state house is being turned into a lactation room.
Damn,
where she can go
sexy
to feed Junior. In fact, lactation rooms are being added to every state office building in the state of Massachusetts.
Well, it's long overdue.
Indeed.
This little girl had knockers.
President Bush has stepped
in. Some of us are turned on by that.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's there. President Bush has stepped in to stave off a strike against Northwest Airlines.
Nice Bush.
The mechanics have been talking about striking, but the president's ordered an additional 60-day cooling-off period. The current cooling-off period runs out Monday.
Go to the cooler.
Northwest is our...
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Exactly.
Can you be cold, Batman?
Northwest, our fourth biggest airline. Mr. Bush says a strike would have a negative impact on the economy. The head of the union says by adding this extra cooling-off period, it takes away the urgency of actually settling the strike.
Is it urgent?
Very urgent.
Rob Williams is urgent.
I wonder what is Larry enjoying for lunch today.
It's Rob Williams. It's very urgent.
Hello.
The man who acts as his own attorney has a fool for a client.
Well,
stay cool. Stay cool.
O.J. Simpson has decided to represent himself before the California State Supreme Court.
Oh, and that's the case that has Judge Dennis Murphy.
Fantastic. He's appealing the civil judgment a few years ago that ordered him to pay $33.5 million to the families of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. Other lawyers have told him to throw in the towel. That's why he's now representing himself. He's gotten help from a doctor who took an interest in the case.
A doctor.
The lawsuit argues, among other things, the courts have prevented O.J. from clearing his name.
Right on! Right on!
They're about to ban smoking in the state prisons of Maryland, but it's not a form of punishment to make the pokey less fun. It's a new health department regulation to protect lawbreakers from the effects of secondhand smoke. The health department had to do this to settle a lawsuit by some inmates.
The password is prison riot.
Quote, yeah, we'll get to that. That's true. Quoting their lawyer, inmates are supposed to be sentenced to a period of incarceration, not to death by lung cancer or heart attacks. But a spokeswoman for the guards say there's concern because you're suddenly withdrawing people from a drug. The population's going to be agitated. And so is the staff. The staff will also have to obey the new rule.
Hold on, Buzz. Got to do this. Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Ha!
Hi, this is pro wrestler Mankind.
Jack Diamond
is a
horse's ass.
Thank you.
Well, I don't mean to piss you off.
If you don't like them, tough BST. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here's Busky Burbanksy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Ted Turner is apologizing for calling some of his CNN staffers Jesus freaks. He did that when he saw their foreheads on Ash Wednesday. He's apologizing through a spokeswoman who says he's sorry and genuinely upset if he offended anyone.
You know that's a lie.
In 1990, Turner said Christianity's a religion for losers. 2 years before that, he denounced Catholics and insulted the Pope with a Polish joke. Just last year, Turner spoke to the United Nations about religious tolerance.
I'm a great big moron.
A whole lot of hope. We've heard
about... Oh, my Pope, hooray, hooray, Jane's breasts feel like bricks,
not anymore.
That's right, divorce,
We've heard about tens of thousands of jobs being eliminated over the past couple of months, but we didn't hear about all the jobs being created. And fortunately, there are enough new jobs that the unemployment figure held steady again last month at 4.2%.
Hopefully very soon we're going to have an opening for a new program director here at WJFK.
Experts were only expecting about 75,000 new jobs last month. We got 135,000 instead. Business has been booming at Krispy Kreme Donuts.
Hey, Rob!
The company posted profits yesterday, and the numbers show that the company has tripled its earnings since appearing on Wall Street.
And that's been while Rob's been on a diet.
Mm-hmm. The amazing thing is, as I told you, I should have been on the ground floor of this.
I know.
It was a way, it was a license to print money.
I know.
Where were we?
And look at the market, and they're still going up.
The news about the earnings sent Krispy Kreme stock prices up nearly 5% yesterday. Head of the company gives the credit to his loyal customers.
There you go.
And to the company having a clear-cut business strategy.
Donuts.
Donuts. This Double K now has 177 stores in 28 states. 1970s teen idol Leif Garrett is a wanted man.
Leif.
Is it Leif Garrett?
I believe so.
A judge in L.A.
I've seen the behind the music a million times.
Leif Garrett.
Ryan Leif. I saw the best behind the music. I saw Mike earlier today. I've seen it a million times.
Right.
The Oasis one.
I've got to watch that.
It's the best.
Oh, I want to see that one.
They've run it a million times. Every other word is the F word that they have to cut out. And not Noel, but Liam Gallagher, he speaks in such a way. I mean, the guy is speaking English, but they have to run subtitles under everything he says because you just can't understand a word the guy says.
Sounds like he might be in Matthew Perry land, too.
No, they're supposed to both be clean and sober now.
Really?
Mm. Both the Gallagher brothers.
Right. Well, we don't know about Leif Garrett. A judge in L.A. has issued an arrest warrant because Garrett failed to show up for a hearing on how his drug rehab is going.
My favorite part of an Oasis concert is when the Gallagher brothers break the watermelon with the sledgehammer.
Last summer, the same judge praised Garrett for sticking to his rehab program.
I was made for dancing.
Is that Leif?
All night long. I'm the fag of the week. I know the lyrics to the Leif Garrett song.
Congratulations. 79.
To get your trophy in the elevator.
Leif is a beaver.
One of the supporting players from The Sopranos showed up at a real-life mob trial this week.
Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
He was there to show support for an alleged member of the Bonanno crew.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Giunta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Dan Grimaldi, who played Patsy Parisi, was there for the first day of the murder and racketeering trial of Anthony Spiro.
Quoting, Patsy Parisi, the guy that's peeing in Tony's pool?
No, that's his twin brother. Patsy got knocked off last year. His twin brother got revenge by peeing in Tony's pool this year.
Gotcha.
Now, quoting the actor, I'm here to lend support to Mr. Spiro and my sister. His sister is Spiro's girlfriend, all of which he says with a smile is a coincidence. Quoting again, I'm hoping the truth comes out and that he's found not guilty of these terrible allegations. Grimaldi played Spoons Parisi last year, a character who got whacked on Tony Soprano's orders. He's back this year as Spoons' twin brother, Patsy, who got revenge Sunday by urinating in Tony's swimming pool.
Who's on the phone, Rob? Me? Is it for me or someone else?
No, it's actually something to do with the Liddy broadcast.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Somebody's working late.
I guess so.
I want to pick the phone up, Mike?
Sure.
Why don't you, G-Man?
All right, hold on.
It's on the hotline.
Okay.
One on hold?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, this is G. Gordon Liddy. Can I help you? Who am I speaking with? Well, hello, Lee. I am back in Washington. And I'm fit and virile and potent. This is G. Gordon Liddy. What can I do for you? I just bought a new car, a Mercedes Benz, and I'm going to go driving in my BMW. Good day to you, sir.
He didn't believe it. That's why I terminated the call.
Oh, God. But it was fun. Oh, John.
A New Jersey high school teacher has been suspended after kids in her classroom engaged in sex while she was present. Police and school officials say a group of 9 students played a sex game last Friday while the teacher did paperwork.
Sex game.
Happened in North Bergen near Jersey City.
What grade?
This is a high school. I'm not sure what grade level of high school it is.
Right.
They say that at one point in the game, a 14-year-old girl was performing oral sex on a male student.
Well, that's fine. She's a sophomore.
Oh, God. Stop it!
The story goes that the students stopped their game when the teacher came back to investigate the giggling, but then resumed the game when she returned to her desk.
I bet she got an A.
Yay! School officials say teachers should be aware enough to know what's going on in a small classroom.
Right. Okay, thank you, Buzzy. You're bad. For the news and the comments, sign up for a Call 100 prize package we've selected especially for you.
Right.
Call Lisa now. Don't forget, be assertive and dial recklessly at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, Bobby. I guess they found a cure for the cooties.
I don't know. What are cooties?
Well, when I was a boy, that's what we called the germs you got from girls.
Oh, you mean like chlamydia?
Huh?
What on earth are you two talking about?
Hey, what's bad and black with the skin pulled back? Why, it's the Don and Mike Show.
And here is Guy J. Birdley.
In sports, Dale Jarrett's won his second pole in as many weeks, taking the top spot in the Cracker Barrel 500. The 1999 Winston Cup champ circled the Atlanta Motor Speedway Oval with a top lap of 192.748 miles per hour.
Poles, crackers. I wish just once you would do a newscast without all of your
slurs.
Racial slurs.
I'm sorry.
Horrible, Buzz. Hey, your ethnic slurs.
Stick to your guns, Buzz. I like it.
Hanging around the wrong people, obviously. Add James Thrash to the list of ex-Redskins. The free agent wide receiver has agreed to a 5-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who's next? Sean Barber?
Since the end of the season, the Washington Redskins have lost 3 of their top 4 wide receivers.
I don't know, Sam.
It'll be money. Today, Mark McGwire hit his first home run since the offseason knee surgery. It was just his second hit this spring as he eases his way back. Today, he led the Cardinals to a 5-3 win over Montreal. Derek Jeter will join the Yankees for an exhibition game tomorrow. He missed the first 8 because of a bum shoulder. Mets pitcher Mike Piazza missed an exhibition game today because of a bum knee.
Catcher.
He sprained. Thank you. He sprained it during conditioning earlier this week.
They have a dreamy of a mustache in Major League Baseball.
Great hair.
I don't know how he gets that pencil thin.
Not that dander shampoo he used to do.
Oh, Mike Piazza.
Mike P.
Catcher, not a pitcher.
Pee on me, awesome.
Oh, my God. This is dreamy.
Finally, the last thing you want is something that interferes with women wrestling and coleslaw and not much else. But something did happen that put a damper on the fun at Bike Week in Florida this week.
Hey, maybe Lane Closure was there.
She has a booth down there.
Oh, then bad news. A parachutist landed on a beer vendor at the coleslaw wrestling match just before the action was to have started.
How much you want to bet? I'm not joking. She was in that match.
I bet she was. The ambulance
covered with white stuff from the coleslaw.
Ah, the ambulance had to come for the female beer vendor, who at last check was in serious but stable condition. Quoting one biker, we yelled, "Move, dummy," but she never looked up because it happened so quick.
Yeah, move, dummy, at Bike Week, it get 40,000 people looking up in the air at the same time.
the earth shifts on its axis.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! We gotta go have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Tonight, join our own Rob Spiewak for the Rob Spiewak Review.
Yay!
At the Shark Club in Centerville. Join in the fun of the olive throwing contest. Rob will be there tonight starting at 9. Our thanks to Kevin Pollak.
Yeah.
Go see him throughout America. He's at the Improv in D.C. all this weekend, but you can't get tickets, so I don't know why I'm plugging it. Go to his website at www.kevinpollak.net. Also, our thanks to Leah Remini, the nearly nude Leah Remini in the brand new Men's Magazine. Check out racy photos of her on her new official website, leahremini.net.
All right.
And if you have a chance, go to my favorite site, freejohngotti.com. FreeJohnGotti.com.
Right. You log on every night, right?
Every do. Every day. Every day I do.
Every do da day.
Every do do da day.
Oh, de do da.
Oh, de do da. Hello, John and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm caller 100.
Damn, I need some barbecue, Mike. I need some barbecue from Tampa Bay right now.
I certainly hope it falls off the bone, Don.
What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, hi, where are you from?
Paul from Fairfax.
Jason, you're the 100th caller. You have won the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the Sopranos. Sunday night at 9, Eastern, 8 Central. Only on HBO.
Let's go. I have to get into my Trizuck.
Soundtrack is in stores now. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with all the stuff that we talked about before. We got to go. Have a nice weekend. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Good night, Don.
Rob, please throw your hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it now watch it. You almost hit me with it that time.
Watch it.
Gets out of control there. Meow. See you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.